Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Now for the Peter B. Collins Show that's coming up next after the CBS News.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Karn.
Faye is still a threat.
Tropical Storm Faye isn't the pushover we thought. She's camped out on the beach near Cape Canaveral. Serious flooding. CBS Early Show's Dave Price.
There are areas in southern Brevard County where the water is at least waist deep, and there are sewage backups which are affecting upwards of 50,000 people. Now, the Florida National Guard has mobilized about a dozen guardsmen or so in some specially equipped vehicles that can actually navigate through this water to try and get an understanding of exactly how bad the damage is and to try and help anyone who's stuck at this point.
Scores of people have been rescued already. Several hundred homes are flooded, and three towns have backed up sewage systems. Faye has 50-mile-an-hour winds, and the prediction is she may drop 30 inches of rain on some parts of Florida before moving on. At Melbourne International Airport, Faye brought some surprise visitors up onto the runway. Two gopher tortoises, three walking catfish, an alligator, and one blue indigo snake. The crash of a Spanair MD-82 on takeoff from Madrid International is simply awful.
There's nothing left that resembles an aircraft. It's horrendous. Everything is burnt. That's pretty much the gist of what's coming in. Another quote, bodies were strewn everywhere. We saw a lot of children.
That's reporter Kelly Raimondo. Only 22 of the 175 people on that plane have survived, and most of them were badly burned. The latest CBS News, New York Times poll tells us the race for president hasn't changed much as far as who supports whom, but it's become very close.
Barack Obama leads John McCain among Democrats, liberals and moderates, African-American voters, younger voters under age 45, and women. John McCain leads among Republicans and independents, conservatives, voters age 45 and over, white evangelical voters, and white voters overall.
CBS News Deputy Survey Director Sarah Dutton there. In the race among all registered voters, Obama has a 3-point lead over McCain. Russia's upset over the missile defense shield the U.S. plans to help Poland to set up. That agreement has been signed. Fordham University professor Jonathan Sanders, an expert on Russia, understands their point of view.
If suddenly the Russians were to put missiles in, let's say, Greenland, Canada, Nantucket, how would we react?
Polish authorities say, hold on, they have a duty to protect their own democratic republic and their own independence. Angel Pantoja Medina was a New York Yankees fan with personality. He was 24 when he was found dead under a bridge in Puerto Rico. His last wish was a special embalming, so that throughout the three-day wake, he stood upright wearing his Yankees baseball cap and very stylish sunglasses. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 69 points today. The Nasdaq was up almost 5. This is CBS News.
Great moments in summer games history from Tiger Balm.
In 2000, the U.S. 4x100 relay team won the gold in a blistering 37.61 seconds. You, on the other hand, managed to strain your calf muscle in just 0.61 seconds, celebrating a touchdown in your last flag football game. Nice job.
Tiger Balm is the natural way to conquer pain. A 100-year pain relief formula trusted by people around the world. Tiger Balm works where it hurts. Available everywhere.
Now you can share your color inspiration at colorofinspiration.com, the new online community from Sherwin-Williams, where you can post photos, chat about what inspires you, maybe even inspire someone else. Once you've found your colorful inspiration, save up to 20% on a wide variety of our exceptional paints. For incredible inspiration and great savings, for a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Corporal punishment in schools is still allowed in many parts of the country, but the ACLU and Human Rights Watch say shouldn't be.
It's not just something you find in old movies. The principal paddling a student, the group Human Rights Watch claims 223,000 American kids were paddled in the 06-07 school year, still legal in 21 states. That group claims minority and disabled kids are more often subject to bodily or corporal punishments.
Paddling a child in school is a form of child abuse,
says Jan Harp Dominey, president of the National PTA, calling on parents to protest. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Here's one way for a man and wife to avoid any hassles over how to split up their lottery winnings. Both could play the same numbers, and if they come in, they both win. It happened in Dane County, Wisconsin. Verlin and Judith Adamson bought their tickets at different places, same numbers. Both are winners of $350,000. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hi, we're Shadazy. Now, being on tour is great, but after 23 days, we can't wait to get home
and to our own Sleep Number beds. The tougher your days, the more you deserve a Sleep Number night. It's the only bed that lets you adjust your Sleep Number setting at the touch of a button. A higher Sleep Number setting for more firmness, a lower number for softer support. And since every day is different, you can always find your perfect Sleep Number anytime, because the most comfortable sleep is the one you control yourself. Experience the difference a Sleep Number bed makes every night. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com to find any one of our 450 stores. Sleep Number by Select Comfort. It's the bed that counts. Enjoy cool summer savings on all Sleep Number beds. Twin mattresses start at only $449. Hurry in. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com today for a store near you.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your host, Scott Dick, sitting in today for the Peter B. You can visit Peter B. Collins Show by going to www.peterbcollins.com. And you can visit me, that's Scott Dick, by going to the web at www.scottdickshow.com. That's www.scottdickshow.com. Now, maybe you notice this isn't Peter. It's me, your host, Scott Dick. I'm filling in from today anyway. I appreciate your support of Progressive Radio and Peter's show, as well as the Scott Dick Show, heard Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. on our flagship station, KRXA. Did I say flagstick? Flagship station, KRXA 540. You can stream my show from the web by going to www.scottdickshow.com and look for the link. And as always, I invite you to call in today at Peter's show by calling in at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And my first guest today is Paul Waldman from Media Matters. We'll be discussing the current information environment. And then I have plenty of sound bites for you to chew on. You know, I couldn't make this stuff up. And let's see what else. Oh, plenty of right-wing nuttery. So first up is Paul Waldman. He is from the KKK, you know, the neo-Nazi organization called Media Matters. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever been introduced that way before.
Well, you know, the right wing nuts, that's how they spend their life describing media matters.
Absolutely. And certainly Bill O'Reilly describes us that way.
Exactly. Now, Paul, I know that you're the author of four books, and one of those is called Free Ride, John McCain in the Media. And you're the director of special projects at Media Matters for America. And you're also a columnist for the American Prospect. Did I forget anything?
That's about it.
All right. So let me just talk about the information environment, because that's the world you live in. And let me see. Where am I going to start? Okay. This is how I want to describe the information environment. And you correct me anywhere along the way. I see it as four parts or pillars of the right-wing machine to manipulate the information environment. The first one is to whitewash the Bush administration policies and create an acceptable legacy. Two, create a viable presidential candidate or contender out of a third-rate senator. Demonize Congress by continuing to block every piece of legislation presented while blaming it on the Democrats. Smear Barack Obama, degrading his patriotism, his political philosophy, his religion, his lifestyle, and even his family. And fifth, preemptively conduct wide-scale and extensive ad hominem attacks on anyone opposing the right-wing point of view while simultaneously declaring that their opponents are engaging in ad hominem attacks. Paul, did I miss anything?
Well, that's a pretty good list. And I think, you know, as to the first one you mentioned about the Bush legacy, I think it'll be really interesting in the coming few years what they try to do with that. You know, there's actually something called the Reagan Legacy Project, which tries to get something like a high school or a bridge named after Ronald Reagan in every county in the United States. That's its official goal. In burnishing Reagan's legacy, they understand that if we can take Ronald Reagan and sort of make him into an unassailable figure like George Washington or FDR, then that will mean that the things that he tried to do, the conservative agenda that he had, would be validated. It's actually pretty smart politics. But, you know, Bush is so universally acknowledged as a failure that the question is, what are the conservatives going to do about that? I mean, there are some inklings. In a lot of quarters, they have taken to denying that Bush is a conservative at all. And that's the way they've handled it. They're saying, well, you know, it's kind of like the Trotskyites always used to say about socialism. It's never actually been tried. And so that's how they feel about conservatism, is that, you know, Bush can't be a conservative because he's a failure, so he must not, he just must not have actually been a conservative, despite the fact that, you know, he did pretty much everything that conservatism has demanded for the last few decades. I mean, he redistributed wealth upward, big tax cuts for the wealthy. He had a right. Belligerent foreign policy. You know, he appointed reactionary judges. He did all the things that they wanted. And the results haven't been all that good, so they have to find a way to deny that he was ever really on their team in the first place. But it'll be interesting to see how they make those arguments in the coming years.
Well, you know, one of the things that interesting to me is that I stopped using the term, the word neocon, because I see that as a way of they're going to try to separate neocons from Republicans, and so I'm talking about Republicans. I don't use that term anymore, because what it does is it shifts the blame to some group called neocons when the responsibility lies directly on the shoulders of Republicans and conservative Republicans.
Well, it's a good point you make, because you could, any conservative can say, well, you know, I'm not really part of that group, those neocons.
Right.
But you know, it's certainly the case that however you want to define them, they and their ideas are a key part of John McCain's team and his proposals. His chief foreign policy advisor, a guy named Randy Shuneman, was the head of something called the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq, which had as its goal convincing the United States government to invade Iraq. It shut down, I think the website said something like after its mission was accomplished in 2003. And he was the main figure in that. He came out of Bill Kristol's Project for a New American Century, which was kind of neocon headquarters. And he is right. McCain's chief foreign policy advisor. I think that, you know,
and a paid lobbyist,
the
wait,
policy, sorry,
for Georgia.
Ahead.
Yeah. For the country of Georgia. So he's collected almost $800,000 for Georgia. And this is, you know, Paul, I'm always blown away when I hear statements from Saakashvili saying stuff like, the reason the Russians attacked us is because they hate freedom. Does that
sound
familiar?
I think that whatever you want to think about this conflict that's going on there, the Georgian president seems to know who his audience is. And he has appeared many times on places like CNN. I think that he seems to have a PR strategy, and I believe that they have an American PR firm, as does the Russian government, by the way. He knows who he's playing to, and I think that they probably have decided that that kind of argument is the way to get people in America on your side. It's probably an effective way to go about arguing. And he certainly has a big ally in John McCain, who has been going around saying that, you know, this is the most important thing that's happened since the end of the Cold War or something like that. It's one of the things that you notice in McCain's rhetoric when it comes to foreign policy is that everything that happens is the most important thing that's ever happened. So that's the kind of argument that he makes. He's been talking about Georgia a lot, as though, you know, this is the most important thing since the Cold War. My favorite statement that he made is that countries can't just go around invading other countries. We don't do that in the 21st century.
That, and to me, was an amazing echo of stupidity. now, Paul, let me ask you a question about the information environment as far as the traditional media. If Barack Obama had said the following things, well, first of all, had missed over 300 votes this year, did not show up for crucial energy votes that lost by one vote, referred to a non-existent country three times just this year, thinks that Ahmadinejad is a senior leader of Iran, said that in the 21st century nations don't invade other nations, claimed the surge began before the Sunni Awakening councils, said that Petraeus could drive around Baghdad in an unarmored Humvee, voted against 3 out of 4 veterans' health care improvements and construction, had not supported the bipartisan GI Bill, in effect actually fought against it, had 9 homes scattered around the country, a couple worth over $1 million, owned a private jet but chose instead to accept free rides from congressional lobbyists, wears $600 shoes, collects his Social Security benefits while calling it disgraceful, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think the media would do?
Well, that's quite a list you've got there. I think that he would be getting criticism for all those things if he were not John McCain. But the rules are always different for John McCain, and that's what we've learned. And that was really the theme of the book that David Brock and I wrote called Free Ride, John McCain and the Media, is that the rules are just different. They decided long ago that McCain is the one politician who has integrity, who never does anything for political reasons, and who stands up to the special interests and who is a straight-talking maverick. And no matter what he does or says, nothing can seem to disabuse them of those notions. It's interesting. You mentioned the 9 homes and the $520 Italian calfskin loafers. Of course, if it was Obama who had 9 homes, they would be talking about what an elitist that made him. I know people out there are probably shaking their heads saying, how can he have 9 homes? How can one family have 9 homes? We can run down them for you. There's the estate in the resort town of Sedona that has a few different houses on it. There's a couple of condos in Phoenix. There's 2 condos in a seaside town in California called Coronado. There's a condo in La Jolla, California. There's a condo in Virginia. His condo in Phoenix, by the way, is worth $4.6 million. I don't know what kind of a condo you can get in Phoenix for $4.6 million, but it must be quite something. Nobody ever suggests that all that means that John McCain can't quite connect with the ordinary person. But yet, you know, Barack Obama goes bowling and doesn't get a very good score, and they say that makes him an elitist.
Right. Paul, stay over for the break in the next segment. When we come back, more from Paul, and then I'll add some calls.
KRXA 540. Visit our website at krxa540.com.
Most mattress companies equate comfort with padding. That's why they stuff their mattresses full of polyfiber and cheap foam, But fibers break down, padding gets lumpy, and that doesn't spell comfort. The mattresses at SC41 Furniture rely on a far better design. We start with a base of 1,240 pre-compressed, motion-sensitive inner spring coils. Over that, we add a layer of highly resilient natural latex. And we finish it with a soft and stretchy cotton cover lined with pure natural wool. The result is unparalleled comfort, coupled with highly responsive support. And if that's not comfy enough, our double coil mattress adds a second layer of 1,500 microcoils for a total of 2,740 inner springs. That's almost three times more than a comparable U.S. mattress. For a better mattress design, come to SC41 Furniture on 41st Avenue, right off Highway 1, across from the Home Depot in Santa Cruz. On the web at sc41.com.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens, he cares.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
Tired of living with pain, depression, or anxiety? Optimal Health Acupuncture at 132 Carmelito Avenue in Monterey is your ticket to a fresh, rejuvenated lifestyle. Licensed acupuncturist Glenn Sadowski will give you your life back. Just listen to the actual words of one of Glenn's patients.
For over 7 months, Glenn Sadowski has been treating me for asthma diagnosed in 2001 after years of steroidal treatments and many other medications which caused me to gain over 50 pounds. I wanted my life and health back. A close friend told me of Glenn Sadowski's successful treatment for asthma patients. Since January, I have experienced a remarkably positive change in my life due to Glenn's holistic healthcare approach, which includes acupuncture, herbal supplements, as well as dietary and exercise changes. I have jettisoned virtually all of my meds, as well as the unwanted 50 pounds. Glenn Sadowski and Optimal Health have given me back my life.
I'm Glenn Sadowski, and I can help you reclaim your life, too. Call me at 831-655-3208 or on the web at optimalhealthmonterey.com. What are you waiting for?
Fryer Tuck's Restaurant in Carmel, corner of 5th and Dolores and next to the post office, serves outstanding breakfast and lunch from 7 a.m. Get a full 20% off coupon at FryerTucksRestaurant.com. Come in early for the largest breakfast served in Carmel. Stay late and enjoy the best root beer float I ever had. Thank you, Fryer Tucks, for 30 years of family enjoyment. Fryer Tucks, great food, great fun.
Welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your host, sitting in for Peter B., Scott Dick, and thanks for having me. I do appreciate it, and it is Wednesday. I didn't say it at the top of the hour. It's hump day. That means, you know, get your mind out of the gutter. That means you're just cruising into the weekend, and we're talking about the John McCain. I have Paul Waldman on from Media Matters. Welcome back, Paul.
Thanks.
I went through that extensive list, and I still have more, and I think, you know, I asked you sort of a loaded question because I think if Barack Obama had said any let's pick three out of that list, they would be slamming him over and over and over again, playing the sound bites of him calling, thanking the ambassador to Czechoslovakia, for God's sakes, that kind of thing, until we got sick of hearing it.
You're exactly right. With McCain, they decided a long time ago that he's very knowledgeable and experienced on foreign affairs. And so when he says things that indicate that he might not know what he's talking about, when he says that Iran is training Al-Qaeda, which is kind of like saying that the Yankees are training the Red Sox, or when he says that the Anbar Awakening happened as a result of the surge, when in fact it happened before the surge.
Correct.
If it were Barack Obama, they would say it raises questions about whether or not he really knows what he's talking about. But with McCain, it doesn't raise questions in the minds of the press because they've already answered the question. The question is that he's very knowledgeable and experienced. And so when he does say those things, they find ways to explain it away and say, you know, oh, well, maybe he just got a little mixed up. He misspoke. He may not have had his coffee that day. Whatever it is, it can't be something fundamental and revealing about John McCain. It can't possibly. And it shows that there really is a double standard. Now, just today, I think this will be a good test case. McCain was asked a question at a town hall about the line that he often uses about how I'm going to follow Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell.
right.
And somebody stood up and said, okay, well, if we're going to do that, we're not going to be able to do it without a draft. And then McCain, in response, said, well, I agree with everything you just said. Seeming to... which would be that he's endorsing a draft. Now that would be kind of a big deal. It'll be interesting to see whether the press starts to focus on this, do stories about it, hit McCain over it, make him explain what he meant. I would be very surprised though if that actually happens, because most of the time when McCain says things that make you shake your head, they think that it's no big deal because they've already decided that he's the guy who is knowledgeable and experienced, he's the guy who has the integrity, he's the guy who stands up for the special interests, all of those things.
Right, and it amazes me. Now, Paul, if you don't mind, we're going to take Anthony from Mill Valley, see what he's got to say. Anthony, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thank you, Paul. My question is this.
Yeah, Anthony, I'm losing you. Okay, Anthony, when you get a chance, get to a place, if you're on a cell, that's you can get a signal, and then call us back. Ben, is this Ben from Salinas?
Yes, this is the great Ben, and I'm here to postulate the theory that anybody who believes that those polls are neck and neck, like, oh, it's Obama and it's a McCain by a head, they're doing that so they can keep the people paying for their stupid information, which is wrong. Anybody but Obama could announce that he's going to appear at the Houston Astrodome tomorrow. There would be waiting lines outside. You put McCain in that same Astrodome, he couldn't fill the bathrooms. So don't try to make us believe that the polls say they're neck and neck. Anybody that believes that and has an R after the name, I have to understand the R stands for retarded.
Well,
because
Ben,
there's no way there's neck and neck.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate your passion. Paul, what do you think about the polls? I saw some literature today that said that the Zogby Paul that's calling the race neck to neck, he's a discredited pollster. Have you heard that?
Well, Zogby has the results of his poll seem to bounce around much more than everybody else. I mean, every poll will have its outlier. Some days when it shows a result that's different from all the other polls. The best way to understand them is to basically average all the polls. Then you get a sense of where things are actually going. I think people pay much too much attention to a daily fluctuation. You know, there was a poll today that showed McCain up 2, and the poll 2 days ago only showed McCain up 5. And doesn't that seem that that John McCain's ads are working or something like that? It doesn't really show that. You have to look at the long-term trends, and there are a lot of people who aren't being captured in those surveys. For instance, one of the things that those surveys don't capture is people who don't use landlines, because pollsters don't call people on cell phones, and people who don't use landlines, which is an increasingly large proportion of the people, they tend to be younger, and younger people tend to vote more for Obama. So that's one way in which he's probably underestimating his number. But there are a lot of people who, and sometimes it's hard for those of us who are political junkies to remember this, there are people who haven't been paying much attention
and haven't really
made up their minds yet.
No, that's absolutely true. And you know, we're political junkies, so we have our head completely in the game, and then other people who hear sound bites, and you know, it affects their judgment, I think. Paul, I really appreciate you coming on the Peter B. Collins Show and spending the past half hour with me.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much. We'll do it again sometime.
Yep.
Take care. We'll be right back.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. I'm Charles Osgood. In Spring Hill Township, Pennsylvania, about 45 miles south of Pittsburgh, lives 85-year-old Lita Smith, who had an encounter with a 17-year-old would-be burglar the other day. Not exactly a fair encounter, except for one thing. She recently got herself a .22-caliber revolver after a neighbor's home had been burglarized.
I got my gun, turned around, cocked the gun, and I said, "You've had it." When he turned around and looked at me with his eyes big, I said, "You've had it." I said, "What are you doing in my house?" And he, "I didn't do it. I didn't take anything. I didn't take it."
Well, he hadn't done it yet anyway. What happened then after this? Did you know that the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that this doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get it checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is the key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice then. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $64 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
So here was the 17-year-old who had broken into 85-year-old Lita Smith's house, and here was Lita Smith holding him at gunpoint.
I motioned with the gun for him to go out to come back out in the room. We come out by the couch in the living room, and the phone was on the stand there beside him.
But it would have been risky for her to take her eyes off the intruder and to lift the phone off the hook with one hand and try to dial with the other while she was holding that pistol on him. So she made him do it.
I said, "There's the telephone. You call the cops." So he dialed something, and I said, "Who did you call?" And he said, 911. And I said, "Give me the phone." And he gave it to me, and I said, "Who is this?" And he said, 911. I stood behind the couch with the gun aimed at him, and every time he moved, I'd say, "Lay still." And he did.
You might think an 85-year-old woman would be terrified having to wait for the cops trying to hold this guy at bay, but Mrs. Smith says he didn't look too threatening.
He just looked scared.
When state troopers arrived, they took the young man into custody. We can't tell you his name because he's only 17, but he'll be charged with attempted burglary and related offenses. As for the 85-year-old crime stopper, don't mess with Lita Smith.
I'm just glad he's in jail and they can throw the key away as far as I'm concerned.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Go ahead. Take a deep breath. Yeah, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system. Your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hambly, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Back to the Peter B. I'm Scott Dick. I'm sitting in for the Peter B. I've done it before, but it was a long time ago.
And you might know that, or you may not know, that I'm a host of a talk show here at the flagship station, having a hard time saying that today, KRXA 540. It's out of Monterey, California, and I'm on from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can always stream the show if you feel like it in the evening. Just thought I'd throw that out. Well, let's take Dave from Eureka. He has something to say about polls.
Well, Scott, you're doing very well. I like the thinking of Ben from Salinas. I believe these polls are much too easy to rig. They have the equipment to do it, and they're doing it. You just can't compare right now. We've got Obama as one of the Keating Five. He's a criminal to the core.
Wait, hold it. Hold it. You know, you just said Obama.
Oh, did I say Obama?
Yeah, you mean McCain.
McCain, yes. Don't let me make that mistake.
You can't tell. I mean, you can't say, Dave, that I don't listen. Go ahead.
Okay. No, McCain is a criminal. And he's the Republicans, the neocons, whatever you want to call them, they do rig elections. And we need to be screaming this from the rooftops because our democracy has been stolen right out from under us. And it's too subtle. People aren't believing it. But,
Hey, Dave, let me ask you a question.
Go.
In the Republican, in the right-wing nutosphere, the Keating Five was a long, long time ago when you listened to them. Am I right or wrong?
Well, it's been long enough ago, but I don't think I've seen a real change of heart. I think man's in the business of ripping the Treasury off and helping the very rich.
Okay, my point is, if it was a long, long, long time ago, then what was his service in Vietnam? And so I think what they're trying to do is they want us to accept the fact that here he was a hero to the nation a long, 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 long time ago, and so that's okay, but this other bit, you know, well, that was a long time ago, so ignore that. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to, if we have to accept, in my mind, if we have to accept the service to his nation, which we do, and I do, I respect that.
He was a senator after Vietnam. And
right. But see, they want us to ignore the Keating Five scandal and his role in it.
I don't want to ignore it.
Exactly. Yeah. Either do I. I think if they're going to talk about what happened in Vietnam, then we can talk about what happened with the Keating Five.
Yeah, and he got to be a hero, as I remember, by surrendering to enemy forces and becoming a prisoner. And that, as I recall, he did also give statements that he would have wished he hadn't given, but they got a little rough in their interrogation.
In all fairness, he was shot down and captured floating in a lake. So, you know, I'll give him that. But according to the Bush administration, you know, he wasn't tortured. Didn't you know that?
I don't think tortured was the word they groped for, but that he was.
Because he was beaten a lot. But according to the Bush administration, making him stand for hours, putting him in solitary confinement, refusing food and medical treatment, stress positions. Under the Bush administration, under their guidelines for torture, he wasn't really tortured.
Well, yeah, that's right, by his own definition.
By the Bush administration definition.
Right. Right now, there is a book out. I'm looking at velvetrevolution.us because it's Loser Take All. I believe the author is Christian Miller. What's his name?
Mark Christian Miller.
Yeah, and it's now they have insiders that are filling the story, that are blowing the whistle. Yes, the 2000 election was rigged. Yes, the 2002, 2004, all of them have been rigged. And they go into these polls and make it look like, oh, it's going to be a real close race. No, no. They can just jump in your computer and switch results to whatever they want. I wish the Hal Zogby and ABC and those would figure that out and try once with paper and pencil.
Well, I think the reason that the polls that claim that they're neck and neck are so popularly reported by the traditional media is because it creates an environment where more people are going to watch their programs and buy their newspapers.
Or more people won't be quite as surprised when they stick us with McCain.
That's the other part, too. If they're going to steal this election, they do have to change the information environment so it looks like it's not so such an egregious theft.
Right, right, right. That's what exactly they're doing right now, and I think that's what I'm hearing from Salinas, from Ben there, too. It's An honest election is no longer in the works. They've learned to rig all this Patriot Act equipment. They go in and they flip results around for us. So people are believing right now this is going to be real close between Obama and one of the worst hardcore criminals. And incidentally, his Vietnam service came before his being a senator.
Right.
So it wasn't all that terribly long ago.
Yeah, my point was I was making sort of a little snarky and saying that, you know, the right wing would have us accept everything he did in Vietnam, of course, and then skip over the Keating Five and then recreate a whole new person,
yeah.
Not one of the most mediocre senators we have in Congress, in the Senate. It's really amazing.
I've slipped and voted wrong on damn near everything so far, and people are saying this is who we want to be our next president.
Yeah, I'm really surprised the media has not spent more time talking about his pro-torture vote. That really shocked me, and that eliminated any kind of support I could have had for John McCain.
Maybe if you could get your hands on this loser-take-all book, it's telling the inside scoop right now of elections being rigged and polls being rigged.
Yeah, I could take a look at that, Dave. Dave, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. Take care. This is the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm the host subbing for him. My name is Scott Dick, in case you hadn't picked up on it. Sorry, it's my fault, and it wouldn't be your fault. It would be mine. And I do invite you to call in, 888-573-8372. That's 888-5-PETER-B. We'll be right back. Okay, well, we'll see how fast that was. I said we'd be right back, and here we are. All right. There's a clip I want you to play because I find this in the right-wing nutosphere very interesting. And given that we are technologically challenged today, that's me. You know, Katrina's doing a great job. I'm just on the other end of the universe. I'm going to see if this works. But this has to be so ironic at so many different levels. You know, I have a sort of an irony scale that sits in my office. It looks kind of like those United Way thermometers, and the irony goes up and down. This one pegs it. This one blanks all the way to the top. And this is a guy named David Bellavia. He is from Vets for Freedom, which is a right-wing front, basically a shield for the Bush administration and their policies in Iraq. Remember, Iraq, a country that we attacked that did us no harm. And he's the vice chairman and founder. And he's slamming Chuck Hagel, Senator Chuck Hagel, but you have to listen for the nuance. And then let me play this, and then we'll talk about the nuance here. Here we go.
Chuck Hagel, he's a proud American warrior. He's a patriot. But show me what battle he fought in Iraq. A man's war, you don't question another man's service. I will never attack a Vietnam veteran some of these other individuals have during this political season. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. But with all due respect, your 50 years of Middle East experience, just spend 50 minutes in Iraq, and you can bring yourself up to speed. But Senator Hagel, we can disagree on a lot of issues, but Senator Hagel has never been shot at in Iraq. He's never seen what an IED looks like or been detonated on. This is an individual that could embed himself instead of doing a two-day congressional delegation. Go out there, walk with the troops, see what's going on the ground. Ma'am, I've served over a year, and our organization is just stocked full of Purple Heart and Valor Award winners. We've seen the worst of this fight. There's no propaganda here, ma'am. We love America. We want to win the war that our Congress sent us to fight. You don't send Americans, men and women, to lose a war, to end in a stalemate. You send them to win a war, and that's what we're trying to do. And you know what? We're closer today than we ever have been.
On the point that the caller might have been trying to make here is that as a soldier on the ground mm-hmm. in the moment, isn't it difficult, or wouldn't it be difficult to sort of step back and get a broader view of what's going on, that perhaps Senator Hagel, with all of his experience serving in the Senate, that he can step back and take a broader view of the situation?
You know, that is precisely why we went back to Iraq. This is the second trip I've made with a member of the media. That is basically the underlying theme of why we went back to Iraq, because it is impossible once you're in that, you know, it's almost like you're incubated and you're cut off. So go back when you don't have a rifle and you're not in charge of soldiers. Now, again, with Senator Hagel, my problem with Senator Hagel is, again, his experience is based to what? The Mekong Delta. It's based to Vietnam. A totally different fight, totally different enemy, and by the way, it was 30 years ago. That doesn't cheapen his service.
So do you get the nuance there? Now, John McCain, his service was in some right-wing Martian time frame and some right-wing time in Martian time zone. I call him Martian because I can't reproduce his thought patterns. Here's a guy who's slamming Chuck Hagel because Hagel has come out honestly against the war, the occupation of Iraq. But he doesn't get any credit because his service was based in Vietnam. It's a totally different fight, a totally different enemy. And by the way, it was 30 years ago. Well, what about John McCain and his expertise in national security policy? You see. So it's okay that John McCain's last fight was over 30 years ago in Vietnam, but it's not okay that Chuck Hagel's was. And that's what I'm talking about when I say the irony here escapes this guy, that Hagel's not to be believed or doesn't have the same credibility that these yahoos do because he wasn't, you know, his experiences in the Mekong Delta. I don't think that Bellavia's goal was to create this ironic point, but he did nonetheless. And so I can't take John McCain any more seriously, especially when he says, on camera, I know how to win wars. So if he does know how to win wars, I would appreciate it that if he would come up on the microphone, come up on the mic, as they say, and tell us how to do it. Come up on the net. Come up on the network and give us these tips on how to win the war. Win wars. And maybe, just maybe, he could also instruct the president of Georgia, Saakashvili, on how to win his war as well, since he knows how to win wars. And it's one of those statements that if Barack Obama made it, the media, especially the right-wing echo machine, would so trash him. They would play that over and over again. That's sort of the same caliber as the lie the right-wing tells that they claim that Al Gore said he invented the Internet. That's not what he said at all. That was a lie. It was used very effectively against him in the 2000 campaign. And I can't believe that we can't use that. I know how to win wars, that famous statement by John McCain. So that clip was from C-SPAN, and it was just illustrative of how they try to marginalize, how did they attempt to shape the information environment so you'll believe or you'll accept or you'll hear what they want you to hear, and they don't want you to hear anything else because it goes against the mem. It goes against the schema that John McCain knows how to win wars. He was a POW. He was tortured, and then they stop. Because you would think that a guy was tortured and has said it wasn't effective. He said whatever they wanted him to say, and he said that under torture, that you would think that when it came right down to it, in the interest of civility and humanity, that John McCain would have cast the vote, even if it was only a symbolic vote, even if we knew and he knew that the torture amendment pushed by Bush was going to pass anyway to vote against it like he did in 2006. But he didn't. He voted for torture. All right, I have callers calling. They're going to have to just hang on. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I'll take your calls. This is Scott Dix sitting in for the Peter B. From the Peter B. Collins Show. Stay with me.
Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. You're listening to the station that encourages you to think for yourself. What a concept. AM 540 KRXA.
The patient's not responding to the treatment.
I know. That imaginary jingle telling him to go where again?
Coffeetopia.
I've seen this condition before. It is very contagious.
What happened?
Nothing really. Everyone had a cup of coffee and a bagel. Speaking of which, let's go have a cup.
Where should we go?
Coffee, coffee, coffee-topia.
What was that?
And so, it begins again.
For the best coffee, tea, or smoothies in the Monterey Bay Area, visit Coffeetopia. With three locations in Santa Cruz, 3701 Portola Drive near Pleasure Point, 1723 Mission Street on the west side, and the newest Coffeetopia at 1443 Capitola Road in the Live Oak area. Coffeetopia is also the oldest internet cafe in Santa Cruz, with wireless and by-the-minute computer stations. Other places use ice as fillers for their smoothies, but not Coffeetopia. They use all fruit and juices when making their delicious smoothies, and they also feature tropical, high-energy, acai smoothies, bagels, and fresh baked goods.
Coffee, coffee, Coffeetopia.
Sofas, dinette sets, mattresses, and more. If you have a home furnishing need, we're the place you need to be. So come on down to your friendly town of Marina and visit us. Furniture Outlet, 3056 Del Monte Boulevard in Marina.
If you love KRXA 540, show your support for our radio station by placing a bumper sticker on the bumper of your vehicle. Click on the bumper sticker at KRXA540.com and think for yourself.
Ever thought about shipping your child to a remote island? Want to send them to their room for the rest of their life? I can help. I'm Mark LeCluse, an intern psychotherapist practicing in SoCal under the supervision of Dr. Chaim Barton. For the past 10 years, I've been helping parents, teens, and kids overcome challenges in their lives, and I'd like to help you too. I can work with your family to resolve conflicts, improve communications, and solve problems. Together, we can turn struggles and challenges into opportunities for growth and connection. I offer an affordable sliding scale, and I'm currently accepting new clients. Please call for an appointment. 831-818-4033. Parenting doesn't have to be so hard. I'm Mark LeCluse. Give me a call. 818-4033. That's 818-4033.
Hello, this is Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani.
Join us this Sunday at 6 p.m. for Good Vibrations, Tools for Transformation.
Together, we'll transform your relationships, communication, health, and the ability to reach your goals and dreams.
Good Vibrations, Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 540 KRXA.
Welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm your host, Scott Dick. This is a different voice, not the normal Peter B. I am channeling him, but I'm Scott Dick. Anyway, enough of this silliness. Colonel Terry's on the line. Welcome back. Welcome to the show, Colonel Terry.
Well, thank you. And as everybody in Monterey who listens to you locally, Scott, you are excellent and informed, and you're trying to make the country better. However, your previous caller, castigating John McCain's completely irrationally, castigating his POW experience, which was courageous, by the testimony of, I've talked to six of the people who were there with him, and it's courageous by all of their books. But now, agreeing, it's irrelevant to his capacity to be president now.
Yeah, well, hang on a second. I could see, and you notice I also defended him in that service and the fact that he was tortured, et cetera, et cetera. And so, but I could understand where people who've been following the McCain story, and they're right now, right here, angry enough to say what they say. So,
But they're acting like the damn Republican mafia that's working at Cheney and Rove's direction to try and compel an election win for McCain, regardless of logic on the issues and what's best for the country, clearly.
Right.
It just annoys me so when Democratic progressive commentators fall into this trap of going tit for tat on character on McCain when there are so many clear arguments that moderates and progressives can win with moderate, you can win moderates and progressives, excuse me, progressives can win. Obama needs moderate voters, he needs undecided voters, he needs more white guys who are veterans. And just telling the truth and facts about the god-awful mess and criminality is our piracy of Iraq's resources under this phony arrangement we're going to bring democracy there, etc. And McCain's change of position on the veterans issues, on FISA, on torture, point that out as inconsistent. Now, you can't attack the man as being 72 years old, and he's perhaps too old for a job that requires this much stress.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I assume I'm hearing a tremendous amount of passion that you're not angry at me. You're angry at the Bush administration first. And I understand. I understand the frustration that when we began to throw the entire baby out with the bathwater, that we lose. We become them.
That's
so
correct.
I understand that. And sometimes I just let people talk because they need to get it out and they don't have a forum for that. So it doesn't mean I agree with them.
No, no, and I wasn't holding you to that standard.
Okay, I was just double checking. Now, let me ask you a question, military guy.
Yes.
I think I know what you're going to say, but so let me just caveat this. If the Bush administration was true to its word, and they really supported the troops, and they looked after the veterans, and you and I are both skeptical about this because we've seen over and over and over how they've stabbed them in the back, and I don't know how else to put that.
That's correct.
When you have a whistleblower at Fort Sill who actually comes forward after working the chain of command, after working within the system and seeing no improvement, and this is at Fort Sill, another Walter Reed-like deplorable conditions for returning veterans
to
Fort Sill with mold and damage, and they got the runaround. What do you think would happen to somebody who came forward and said, we have to fix this? What do you think the Bush administration, if they loved their veterans, what do you think would happen to the guy?
They'd fix it and applaud him.
Exactly. No, instead they fired him. So that's just a...
Again, I'm not surprised. I know John McCain personally, and I'm not going to vote for him and support him, and I worked in his 2000 campaign because he told me he was going to be Teddy Roosevelt and move the Republican Party to the good government smart center. He's not going to do that. He's sold out to the oil companies. He's sold out to the right-wing neocon nuts, and he is living in 1940s fantasy land if he thinks that Iraq is anything close to a war in which we can win and prevail. We are taking their oil. The Iraqis know it. We're there to steal $900 billion for Cheney and the Bush family and the oil company executive.
So, Colonel Terry, you don't think we're being subtle about this? About stealing their oil?
Right about it. Now, that's what the Democrats should point out. Educate enough of the electorate that's moderate and or undecided and motivate everybody who gets informed about this. And also, you will be dissuading some of the very conservative people who go, gee, maybe McCain will continue this $12 billion a month waste, this killing of my kids down the street or in the Army, okay, and this preposterous dependence on petroleum companies feeding us an oil addiction when we could have spent every dime in Iraq to transition this economy to electric and alternative fuels.
Could you imagine what we could do with 1 month worth of expenses from the occupation of Iraq and the fight in Afghanistan?
Yes, and that, Scott, is what you and the other very articulate, and I really mean it, highly IQ'd folks on the radio, in contrast to Rush Limbaugh, who's a low IQ guy, and he appeals to that. That's what you've got to push, is that recognition, as you just described it.
Yeah,
those are the issues Obama or a Democrat wins on. Now, in terms of criminality, another comment your friend made, your caller made.
Yeah.
John McCain is not a criminal. He went. The Keeney thing was blown up very unfairly. It was bad judgment. But all he did was say, "Hey, I got 1,000 people employed in Arizona. Could you treat this bank fairly?" That's the nut of it. But it's just not relevant. And the Clinton criminality.
But hang on a second.
Is higher than anything John McCain had ever did.
But hang on a second. I was born and raised in Arizona, and Dennis DeConcini was a senator at the time in Arizona, along with McCain. And DeConcini lost his career over it.
He's faded back to nothing from where he came from. Far worse of a perpetrator in the Keating arrangement than DeConcini just persuaded McCain, I do know the full facts, to come down to a single meeting. DeConcini was putting pressure on the regulators inappropriately and unethically and dishonestly, and DeConcini was clearly, in my view, taking bribes, too.
Right. So now, but see, what you said earlier before I think is very irrelevant, that we don't have to exaggerate and go off the deep end. All we have to do is state the simple truth, and that should be enough to derail the so-called Straight Talk Express.
Absolutely. And also, you know, track down the sources of a lot of the funding of the 527s that are supporting those, okay?
Right. Hey, Hey, Colonel Terry, pleasure as always.
All right. Hey, Keith, you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the support.
Do well.
Take care. This is the, I almost said the Scott Dick Show. It's not. It's the Peter B. Collins Show. Oops. Slap my little mouth. This is the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm your host, Scott Dick. And stick with me. We're going to go to the news, and we come back. Plenty more sound bites, plenty more of your calls. Hang in there. We'll be right back after the news.
Hi, it's Peter B., urging you to check out a new website, MendingAmerica.com, dedicated to mending the damage done to our American fabric by 8 years of George W. Bush. It looks like another T-shirt site, and it is, but look deeper. Read the stories represented in the T-shirts. Hear the message of hope that our fabric can be restored, and we can once more take pride in America. Mending America believes the mending must start with the American people. We must reconnect with the values and the courage that founded this country. Join in by clicking the words opening question at the top of the homepage and email your thoughts. Support this effort by buying the T-shirts and bumper stickers. Better yet, buy the note cards and send the word to Congress, the media, and your friends. America is on the mend and a bright future lies before us. Use the promo code Peter B in lowercase at mendingamerica.com and get a 15% discount. That's mendingamerica.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
A horrific plane crash in Madrid.
There's nothing left that resembles an aircraft. It's horrendous. Everything is burnt.
And in Florida, a tropical nuisance.
Faye is still a threat.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Tammy McCormick. A plane taking off from Madrid, Spain, carrying vacationers heading to the Canary Islands, crashed and burned today. Sky News reporter Bill Bond at the Madrid airport.
The plane appears to have got off the ground. A fire developed in one of the two port wing engines, and then the plane came down and obviously crashed. And that within seconds of hitting the ground and slewing off the runway, burst into flames.
More than 150 people were killed. Spanish reporter Kelly Raimondo says recovery efforts have been difficult at the site of the Spanair crash.
Witnesses are in a state of shock, of panic. Apparently the wreckage was pretty brutal. Airport workers are the majority of people that we've been able to talk to. And the plane, they said, was nothing like a plane. It was just wreckage, body parts.
It was Spain's deadliest air disaster in more than 20 years. There were more than a dozen survivors, but no indication yet what caused the crash. Now this.
Hi, we're Shadaisy. Now, being on tour is great, but after 23 days, we can't wait to get home
and to our own Sleep Number beds. The tougher your days, the more you deserve a Sleep Number night. It's the only bed that lets you adjust your Sleep Number setting at the touch of a button. A higher Sleep Number setting for more firmness, a lower number for softer support. And since every day is different, you can always find your perfect Sleep Number anytime. Because the most comfortable sleep is the one you control yourself. Experience the difference a Sleep Number bed makes every night. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com to find any one of our 450 stores. Sleep Number by Select Comfort. It's the bed that counts. Enjoy cool summer savings on all Sleep Number beds. Twin mattresses start at only $449. Hurry in. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com today for a store near you.
Tropical Storm Faye, unpredictable and dangerous. The storm has flooded hundreds of homes in Florida. The CBS Early Show's Dave Price is near Melbourne.
The flooding in some areas is unprecedented. We're getting reports in southern Brevard County, which is near Melbourne, Florida, of some neighborhoods getting as much as 28 inches of rain. And there are people who have been here 40 and 50 years who've never recalled seeing flooding like they have in some locations.
Emergency crews have been rescuing stranded residents. And Governor Charlie Crist?
This afternoon, I have requested an emergency declaration from the president.
CBS News correspondent Drew Levinson is in Daytona Beach and reports the cost of this storm could continue to grow.
Weather forecasters are saying Florida is going to remain wet for the next few days. In fact, they say Tropical Storm Faye is going to stick around the state until at least Sunday. So this place, this state, is not out of the woods by any means.
The president was in New Orleans today, just ahead of the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Who would have thought that 3 years after the storm, the president can come and say, New Orleans, Louisiana is on its way back as a stronger and better city.
But the president said there is still work to be done with thousands of people still out of their homes there. Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones has died.
Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones was admitted to Huron Hospital after suffering an aneurysm while driving her car in Cleveland Heights.
Family friend Joe Hewitt Tubbs Jones, who was 58, was the first black woman to serve on the Ways and Means Committee and was a faithful supporter of Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. A new CBS News New York Times poll shows Barack Obama's lead against Republican John McCain is slipping. Deputy Director of CBS Survey Sarah Dutton.
Barack Obama now has a 3-point lead over John McCain. 45% of registered voters say they would choose Obama if the election were being held today, and 42% would choose John McCain. Now, 2 weeks ago in a poll we conducted, Barack Obama had a 6-point lead, 45% to 39% for John McCain.
Among registered voters, McCain scores higher on experience and Barack Obama on empathy. There's a new draft agreement between the U.S. and Iraq on withdrawing some American troops from Iraqi cities, possibly as soon as next June. The Bush administration opposes setting a firm date for a troop pullout from Iraq. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Great moments in summer games history from Tiger Bowl.
In 2000, the U.S. 4x100 relay team won the gold in a blistering 37.61 seconds. You, on the other hand, managed to strain your calf muscle in just 0.61 seconds, celebrating a touchdown in your last flag football game. Nice job.
Tiger Balm is the natural way to conquer pain. A 100-year pain relief formula trusted by people around the world. Tiger Balm works where it hurts. Available everywhere.
Now you can share your color inspiration at colorofinspiration.com, the new online community from Sherwin-Williams, where you can post photos, chat about what inspires you, maybe even inspire someone else. Once you've found your colorful inspiration, save up to 20% on a wide variety of our exceptional paints for incredible inspiration and great savings. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your host, Scott Tick. I'm sitting in today for the Peter B. Well, he's out doing something serious, something fun. Anyway, you can visit the Peter B. Collins Show by going to www.peterbcollins.com. And you can visit me, your host, Scott Tick, on the web by going to www.scottdickshow.com. I do appreciate your support of Progressive Radio and Peter's show as well as Scott Tick's show. And, you know, I'm heard Monday through Friday right here at KRXA in the listening area in Monterey of Salinas, Santa Cruz, that market from 6 to 8 p.m. on the flagship station KRXA 540. And you can stream my show from either the KRXA540.com website or from the ScottDickShow.com website. Either way. And I invite you to call in and join the conversation. As always, Peter's really good at that, and I try to live up to his standard. You can call in at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. Last hour I had Paul Waldman on from Media Matters, and one of the things I brought up was the fact, what if'd him? You know, and this was not a hypothetical. I said, well, what if, and just let me take a minute to remind you of the environment, the information environment. I was just thinking what I was going to say. I'll ask you this. What if Barack Obama had said or done the following? What do you think the right-wing echo machine would have or would be doing now? And let me just go over this so you have a chance to take this in. And what this is a kind of defensive mechanism that progressives can use to blunt attacks conducted by our right-wing nuts, our right-wing nut friends, and our right-wing nut family members. And so I'm just going to go through this briefly, and then we'll get on to the second part of the show. But it's something that's important, and that's why I want you to have it. All right. If Barack Obama had, I think this is an editorial that I have to write someday. If Barack Obama had missed over 300 votes this year, did not show up for crucial energy votes that lost by one vote, referred to a non-existent country eight times, three times just this year, and I'll explain why that's important in a minute. Just let me make that note. Thinks that Ahmadinejad, he's the president of Iran, is the senior leader of Iran. Said that in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations, as John Stewart would ask. Do they not have any short-term memory? Claimed the surge began before the Sunni Awakening Councils did. Said that Petraeus could and did drive around Baghdad in an unarmored Humvee. Thought that Iran-trained Sunni al-Qaeda terrorists, and yet had to be corrected on mic, on camera, by a third party, voted against 3 out of 4 veterans' health care improvements or Veterans Administration construction funding, receiving a D rating from the Disabled American Veterans Association, by the way, lowest of all senators, had not supported the bipartisan new GI Bill and, in fact, actively fought against it because of some spurious claim, and then later tried to take credit for it, had 9 homes scattered around gated communities across America, most worth over $1 million, including one worth about $4.5 million. Owns a private jet, but chose instead to accept free rides from a congressional lobbyist. Wears $600 shoes. Collects his full Social Security benefits while calling it disgraceful. Collects his full Senate paycheck while being absent 60% of the time. Takes a prescription sleeping pill, has a 100% VA, that's Veterans Administration, disability rating. What do you think the media's response would be if all of these fit Barack Obama? Well, they don't. They fit John McCain. Now, here's a guy who took every penny of his Social Security check last year, and as far as I know, every other year before that, and calls it disgraceful. Says that it's a disgrace that young people are paying for retirees today. I don't get it. You would think that he would not engage in disgraceful conduct by cashing that check. He's 100% disabled. He gets 100% disability rating from the Department of Veterans Affairs. And so that changes the way his military pension is arrayed. So, and I don't begrudge him his military pension, no matter how rich he is, because he earned that no matter what. What if Barack Obama took a prescription sleeping pill? What do you think they'd make of that? How do you think that 3 a.m. phone call would come across to people when they might think that the President of the United States is taking a drug that induces sleep? Just curious. Just curious. I don't think that wears $600 shoes, it has his own private jet, has 9, I just had this pause because I want to make sure I wasn't exaggerating, 9 homes. And they goaded him, you know, goad is a stick that you use to poke animals, to move them around. The McCain campaign goaded Barack Obama to go to Europe and travel around, go to Iraq, go to Afghanistan. See what the world's like. He goes there. He's a huge hit. And what does McCain say? Does he say, good job? Good, I'm impressed? No. He calls him an elitist. Now, you would think that if Barack Obama wore $500 shoes, that, or $600 shoes, I think when you finish with the taxes and stuff, that somebody would have reported it by now. But he doesn't. I don't think he has 9 homes. Most Congress people have 2. One where they come from and one in D.C. A lot of them rent. But nine? Private jet, and yet he took rides, free jet rides on a lobbyist's plane. And he had to pay him back because, you know, somebody caught him. Now, why would you do that? If you have your own private jet, why would you accept rides from a lobbyist? I don't get it. Oh, wait, I do get it. If we talk about arrogance, if we talk about hubris, if we talk about all the other things that affect people's mental acuity when they are, you know, rich and powerful, maybe he thought he'd never get caught. And I just look at the mismatch in coverage on Senator Barack Obama and John McCain. And, you know, Paul Waldman was right. McCain is getting a free ride. And yet, when they poll Americans, I see people, and they normally target it among Republicans and Democrats and independents, too many people think the press is being too hard on John McCain and too easy on Barack Obama. I can't believe it. I don't understand it. Oh, wait, I do understand it. It has to do with the information environment and how it's being manipulated by the Republican smear machine. And not only is the smear machine in full gear, and it's going to get worse as we get farther. I didn't get a chance to tell Paul Waldman what a good job he did when he was on Larry King Live up against Jerome Corsi, the author of that book, The Obama Nation, and how full of lies, out-and-out lies, it is. And yet on the Fox Network, they just say, well, little things. These are little things. These are mouse turds. Don't worry about those. The core of the book is right. No, the core of the book is dead wrong. And yet, we're not getting the truth from anybody. So part of this information environment is something called fuzzing it up. And Felix Sands, the guy who wrote The Torture Team, the book is a beautiful book. Except it's about American torture, which upsets me quite a bit. So there's something called fuzzing it up inside a bureaucracy. Is that one person in the bureaucracy says one thing and another person in the bureaucracy says something entirely different. As a veteran myself, I was watching very closely Jim Webb's new GI Bill and how it was a bipartisan push to reward our troops that have fought so hard in Iraq and Afghanistan. 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times. The Bush administration threatened to veto it. They fought against it. John McCain created his own crappy little GI Bill and said, oh, this GI Bill is so much better because it includes portability. And I said last night on my show, I've never heard in all the discussions of soldiers, I never once in my life, and I had a caller call in last night and say the same thing, never once in my life heard somebody, oh, they wish their veterans' benefits were portable to their families, their wives or children, or husbands and children. Never heard that once. And that was a claim that McCain was making, being against the new GI Bill when so many senators were for it. And then he has the gall to try to take credit for it. And not only does he have the gall to try to take credit for it, but so does George Bush, somebody that I'm convinced thinks that troops are fungible assets. And by fungible, it means completely replaced, that they're just like corn or soybeans or pork bellies. They could just be replaced. He doesn't see them as people or anything. He sees them as fungible assets to be consumed or expended in the course of his grandiose plan for exporting democracy to everywhere he thinks that he can. You notice he doesn't pick hard countries like North Korea. He picks Iraq, low-hanging fruit. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to play this clip. George Bush standing in front of the VFW, people who were so championing the new GI Bill, and he tries to take credit for it, and I want you to hear what he has to say, because it's ridiculous, and it's part of this whitewash of his legacy and his policies. You listen to the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'll be right back.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor authentic Chinese dishes like congee and juke at Jim's Restaurant, 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Well, good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. Starting it off in King City today, South 101 before Broadway Street. We have a big piece of furniture in the left-hand lane. Watch out. The car that lost it is pulled off to the side. Santa Cruz County, Highway 9 at Highway 236. We have a two-car crash that reportedly has a lane block. CHP is on the way. For King City, Pine Canyon Road at Halone Road. Non-injury crash. A vehicle skidded off the roadway and struck a fence. CHP is on the scene there. Also, Hollister, Highway 25 southbound just before 156. An injury crash. Big rig in a car that's been cleared out of the lanes. Emergency crews on the scene. It looks like a medical helicopter has now left the scene. This is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Did you know that a flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb? Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. If you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
River broke the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and violent devils, demon bodies.
Well, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your host, Scott Dick. I'm subbing for Peter. He's out doing something. I don't know if it's important or not important, but whatever. I'm here and you're stuck with me. I'll be here until the 6 p.m. hour, and then after that, I'll be on the Scott Dick Show. Imagine that. 6 to 8 p.m., Scott Dick Show. Right here, right now. Not now. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, I promised I was going to play this clip of George Bush attempting to take credit that he so egregiously, take credit for the new GI Bill, that he fought and threatened to veto. I mean, chutzpah is the word.
It's not even, it's gall. It's disgusting. It's standing up in front of the VFW membership and giving this speech. It is so, he is so full of crap. And you notice he gets the complimentary golf clap. Not exactly a rousing, you know, standing ovation. Well, let me play this. Because he's attempting to whitewash his legacy just like his surrogates are. You notice anybody who's come out against them, they've called them Judas. And that's a reference to him being Jesus Christ. Because if you call Scott McClellan Judas, because Judas betrayed Jesus, then it flows in their minds and their pea brains that Scott McClellan is Judas. That means George Bush is Jesus. Or the fact that Abraham Lincoln was wildly unpopular during the Civil War, and that therefore George Bush is unpopular now, and that makes him Abraham Lincoln. It's a logical, it's an illogical syllogism, but I find it humorous. But people are doing it. Tony Snow, before he died, rest his soul, even said it when he was subbing for Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or one of the other right-wing nuts over at the Fox Network. So let me play this. George Bush, just sit back, relax, and listen to this guy try to take credit for a lot of other people's hard work. How unusual for him. Oh, hang on a second. Got to push the button, Scott. I knew that.
When the history of the last 8 years is finally written, it will show how closely and effectively my administration and the VFW have worked together on behalf of Americans' veterans. Earlier this year, I was pleased to sign a piece of legislation that the VFW has long championed, a GI Bill for the 21st century.
And for the next 20 seconds, it's just applause. So I find that humorous. That's humorous. Anyway, let's take Richard. He's calling in.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, Richard.
Good afternoon. I had told the person who answered the phone that I think that we need to start focusing as a progressive on registration. Everybody knows that, I mean, we as progressive know who John McCain is, who George Bush is. But the end result that needs to come about is the election of Barack Obama and many more Democrats and progressives. And we need to focus on a program or a plan to get that done. How that gets done, I'm not sure, but I believe that the progressive radio stations like the one I'm listening to now has the ability to motivate people to get out and get the job done. We need to register a multitude of many more people, making sure that their registrations are current. We need to start doing guerrilla warfare, so to speak, to Rush Limbaugh and organizing call-in campaigns to get him, to ask him on the phone, did you know that John McCain voted for torture? Start getting it, neutralizing the enemy slowly but surely. And in fact, they are the enemy because they are going to be very rough on us in another few months if John McCain wins.
Well, you know, you're right, except for one thing. It's not future tense. They've been very rough on us in the last 8 years. And so they've already done as much damage as I ever thought the Republicans could do. And the fact that these guys are going to walk away scot-free and rejoin, you know, normal, you know, humanhood makes me crazy. They're going to get away with it. And they want to send us another guy just like George Bush. Now, you may have heard Colonel Therrien, who knows John McCain and worked on his campaign in 2000. He's called into my show and said, this McCain from 2008 is completely different than the John McCain he worked with in 2000. And so
he's the Republican answer to Obama. Yeah, Mitt Romney is a Mormon. Nobody else could really motivate the middle of the road voter besides John McCain, supposedly. But there's nobody else out there that could have done it.
Right. And John McCain slipped in because of the abysmal lineup the Republicans, you know, they put us, they sent out us. They sent us out, guys like Giuliani, 911, 911, 911, and Mitt Romney. Hey, thanks so much. Really appreciate you calling in. Take care.
All right.
This is the Scott Dick Show. See, I almost said it again. This is the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm subbing for Peter. Sorry, Peter. And we'll be right back.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Get out now. We mean it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Russia is promising to pull its forces back from Georgia by August 22nd, but the United States is demanding faster action.
It didn't take them really 3 or 4 days to get into Georgia, and it really shouldn't take them 3 or 4 days to get out.
National Security Spokesman Gordon Jandro, who is also demanding that Russia return several U.S. Humvees they confiscated.
If the Russians have it, it needs to be returned immediately.
He was so mad he used his middle school principal's voice. Meantime, the British Foreign Secretary was using his Masterpiece Theater voice to threaten Russia with the end of business as usual.
We're all going to be clear. I said last week that business as usual would not be an option.
That's right. So the Russians had better take note. You are risking an unrelenting barrage of NATO soundbites. As for Russia's ambassador to NATO, he saw no moral difference between the invasion of Georgia and what the U.S. did in Iraq. But that's the Russians for you. Personally, I see some pretty clear differences. For one thing, the Russians actually took the advice of Colin Powell and went in with overwhelming force. Also, the territory that Russia decided to invade is just across its border, not thousands of miles away, so their soldiers can spend weekends at home. And finally, the Russians invaded a territory where a substantial number of the residents apparently want them there. That is really not fair. By the way, those confiscated Humvees were left over from a July military exercise between Georgian and U.S. troops, so it'd be nice to have them back, because I'm guessing we're going to need to run those exercises again. Now this.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W!
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust.
W!
Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
This is Dave Ross of the CBS Radio Network.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Hi, I'm Ginger.
And I'm Jay. And we would like to personally invite you to experience why Monterey County food critics are raving about our family restaurant, A Pizza Paradise.
Could it be our fantastic one-of-a-kind specialty pizzas or huge calzones, such as the Jamaican Me Crazy, the White Sands Beach, the Veggin' Out, or the Wild Mushroom Dream?
Or could it be because we also offer delicious salads, sandwiches, rice plates, and irresistible homemade desserts by Ginger?
Recently recognized as Local's Favorite, Best for Families, Most Creative, Big Screen and Big Eats, and we'll return to spend our own money.
So come relax in our tropical surf-themed restaurant and top off your meal with an ice-cold draft beer from Kona Brewing Company, Fresh Brewed Hawaiian Coffee, or Lappert's Hawaiian Ice Cream.
That's A Pizza Paradise, located in the Marina Village Center at 215 Reservation Road in Marina, or call 582-9149 or see us on the web at apizzaparadise.net.
That's A Pizza Paradise.
582-9149.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show. The antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
We're back, and I'm Scott Dick, subbing for the Peter B. from the Peter B. Collins Show. And I'm here with him. He's not here. I'm here with you today. And thanks for having me. It's hump day, which means we're just cruising down into the weekend, and you only have two more days. And I hope that you've enjoyed your commute, or enjoying your commute, or you're getting ready to enjoy your commute. I know that doesn't make any sense, but I feel for you. Anyway, one of the things that really irks me about John McCain is his absolute resistance to technology. And in fact, you know, Politico put out a playbook that had 25 things about Barack Obama and 25 things about John McCain. And I don't think he should admit this, that his wife admitted that her obsession with electronic gadgets and technology is one of his pet peeves. Now, I love shiny stuff myself. And I've been an early adopter of the computer. I bought one in the 1980s before, you know, the Atari 850, for goodness sakes. And I've upgraded. I've been using PCs since they came out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I was in a military that was very technologically oriented. And you had to be technologically savvy to accept the changes in military hardware that we went through. I went from very World War II technology to very 21st century technology in the space of about 10 years. I'll give you a very good example. If you see the heavy machine gun they're still using in Iraq, it was designed and first fielded in the U.S. Army during World War I. When I was a young Marine, I went on float and eventually the evacuation of Saigon wearing the field transport pack. Any Marines out there that know, before the Alice came out, that is the same pack setup they used in World War II. This is a technological nation. We have created our economy on service and technology. We have the most technologically advanced military on this planet, more than the French, more than the British, more than the Russians. There is no more technologically based society than the United States. I don't care how you want to describe it, whether it's medical technology or food technology, and that's not great for the most part, but that's another subject. And you have a guy who wants to be president of the United States who doesn't know anything about computers and can't even do his email. Now, let me juxtaposition this for you just a second. My father is 85 years old. He is a practicing attorney. He's been practicing for 52 years. I had his original Royal typewriter. It was a big old thing, big as a Volkswagen practically. And he kept that, and he went through the technological changes, and the IBM Selectric, or the memory, was when it exceeded his capacity to advance. And he's not been proud of it, but he thought he could finish his career without buying a computer. And that was 10 years ago we had this discussion. I was like, what? That's like not buying a new washing machine just because you don't know how to use it. And so it's that simple. We got a guy, and so my father's secretary, who happens to be my stepmom, uses a computer. They do email. Arizona has them make all these electronic filings now. You can't even take papers to the courthouse. It's all electronic. And he resists using a computer, and she sends out the emails for the family. But he's 85. And he knows his limitations. And he's not running for president of the United States. And he doesn't try to pass himself off as technologically sufficient. He knows cameras, like the back of his hand. And I told him, if you can do a camera, or you can run the washing machine, you could do computers. But he's still resisting because it's one more thing he has to learn. Why would somebody that's running for president in the 21st century, for a nation as technologically advanced as we are, be proud of the fact that he's a technophobe? That moment of silence is just to let you think about that. And, you know, there are no requirements in the Constitution for President of the United States other than to have been born here. And this is one of those cases where I think maybe this should be a consideration. The guy is clueless about technology. I mean, think about that. How does he begin to even understand the vulnerability of the United States to, for example, to cyber espionage or cyber attacks. He can't discuss, let alone understand, denial of service attacks that some aggressive nation might launch against us. And denial of service attacks are used to overwhelm a computer server and basically shut it down, make it unusable. And there's technology out there that allows nations who are aggressive or hostile to the United States to conduct denial of service attacks using surrogate computers from other networks and attack our most sensitive machines, the ones that harbor all the information about where our troops are, where our ships are, and what's happening in the intelligence world. How can he understand any of that if he's proud to be a technophobe? And that's just one little aspect. You may or may not know that the World Trade Center had something called a financial clearinghouse. So there was a couple of them in the World Trade Center. And I was shocked to find out in my international banking class that the amount of money that went through those clearinghouses every day, and I'm not exaggerating, check it out. Financial clearinghouses cleared every day through the World Trade Center the equivalent of the gross domestic or the gross national product for the United States of America. And when they took those companies out, when the Trade Center came down, the entire planet, the financial operations, because there's some in London, there's some, I think maybe they might have built redundant centers, other places, just to decentralize them after the World Trade Center attacks. But those financial clearinghouses move money in the hundreds of billions of dollars per day, per hour. And they're moved through computer lines, via computers, from one computer to another. How do you explain that financial system and those trades to a guy who's a self-professed technophobe? I don't know. That's the economy. The other's military. When you talk about the internet and, you know, the free internet and all the controversy about the internet and the connections and maybe we should go to fiber optic instead of copper and what DSL means and access to broadband to communities that can't buy it themselves. How do you make that pitch to John McCain if he doesn't understand what the hell you're talking about? When you're talking about wiring schools. You know, you and I know what that means. So I say, hey, we know there's Microsoft and Gates and Cisco. They're going to wire this inner city school, and they're going to give all the kids access to, you know, MacBooks. This is a foreign language to John McCain. This is Martian speak to him. This is an unintelligible babble. And he has no idea the cost and the infrastructure and what these guys are really putting into it when they describe that kind of program to him. Now, you can describe abstinence-only program to him, and he gets that. But he doesn't get this other stuff. And it's shocking. And I think it's shocking to the rest of the world that he could be so clueless. And I don't think you have to understand the nanoseconds it takes per second to do a gigabyte worth of calculations inside the new motherboard of this computer, and Intel's making a new thing, and I don't think you have to know all that, but you should know the difference between a SIM and a DIM and a hard drive and a, you know, those kind of things. He should get the basics of. And to have it a pet peeve, because his wife is obsessed with electronic gadgets and technology, is strange. And it's not just all men are like this that are over 65. And in fact, according to the Pew Internet and American Life Project, three-quarters of this age group, college-educated men over 65, 75% use the Internet. So he could have some pretty disastrous technological policies based on his own ignorance, his own aversion to technology. So if you're a techno bug, if you like the free Internet, if you like the restrictions on providers like Comcast, they can't, you know, restrict other people from using their pipeline, then having John McCain as president should worry you. And that's one of the reasons, just one of the many reasons, I'm not going to vote for him. Now, before I go to my next break, I have a little matter of Rush Limbaugh. And on my show a couple weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I played this clip from Media Matters, and this comes from Media Matters as well, of Sean Hannity having the gall to go on a live mic and say that nobody, he and no one else in the Fox Network or other prominent Republican has ever mentioned anything about Barack Obama's race. And then I just went through six different people, places, and things where it had been referenced. And so this is a clip. It's kind of long. It's about 3 minutes. Just sit back and listen to Rush Bo talk about Senator Barack Obama. And, you know, he's one of those guys that just gives you the facts. Just the facts. You will see. I'm not going to interrupt that. It's a bad habit I have, but I'm just going to let it play. Just listen to what the information environment entails today for the right-wing nuts and the smear machine against Senator Barack Obama.
Here, I'm actually idling at my daughter's air on full blast, so I'm going to take my time. She says to say hi. But here's the thing, Rush. I'm thinking, coming from Chicago, you know, where we're just inundated with Barack and his ideas, I do believe that on some level the liberals understand the free market, because whenever racism is becoming scarce, they do not hesitate to drill for more.
No, they understand it. They just oppose it.
Okay. But they want it when it benefits them.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So when a precious resource like racism becomes scarce, they will go out and drill for new sources.
Okay.
You're exactly right. They understand the principle. They want it for themselves, just not everybody. A liberal's going to have two sets of rules. One for the elites, the arrogants, and the condescending elites, and the other set of rules for everybody else. They will exempt themselves from the limiting rules they place on everybody else.
Yes. And you hit it right on with Barack. They keep talking about all these reasons. Why is it the poll so close? What's going on? And it reminds me of that scene in Caddyshack, I don't know if you're familiar with, where Chevy Chase is trying to teach Bill Murray how to golf, and he's kind of saying, you're not, and he's standing behind him, and he's trying to, and he says, you're not good. You know, and it just reminds me of that. He's just not good.
What did he say? You're not what?
You're not good. He's trying to say, you know, you're not leaning, you're not good. So, it just reminds me of that. You know, he's just not cut out for the job. So.
No, he's not. It's to me, it is striking how unqualified Obama is, and how this whole thing came about within the Democrat Party. And I think it really goes back to the fact that nobody had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy. They were liberal policies are always going to end up strangling liberals too. And I think this is a classic illustration here where affirmative action has reared its ugly head against them. It's the reverse of it. They've ended up nominating and placing at the top of their ticket somebody who's not qualified, who has not earned it. It's perfect affirmative action.
I take it we're going to go to a break, and when I come back, more of Rush. I won't say what I really think of him, but I think he's dead wrong, and we're going to talk about the free market and the Republican so-called free market. I'll be right back.
Checking traffic on KRXA. We'll start you off San Benito County. Heads up, South 101 ramp to 156 East. We have a camper shell on the roadway there. For Watsonville, Salinas Road at Werner Road, two-car crash that's partially blocking the roadway. CHP just arriving on the scene there. Look for minor delays. Also, Santa Cruz County, Highway 1 at North of Coast Road, an accident where a vehicle went off the roadway and landed in a field. Nobody hurt. CHP is on the scene, and it looks like a tow truck may be headed out there as well. Highway 17, Santa Cruz Mountains, currently checks installing accident. accident-free. No problems on Highway 68. South 101, you will see some minor delays leaving Coyote Creek Golf Drive as you head down towards Morgan Hill. This is brought to you by JCPenney. College Colors Day is Friday, August 29th. Get to the men's store inside JCPenney for 25 to 50% off authentic NCAA jerseys, tees, and fleece. We've got your colors. JCPenney. If you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Hi, I'm Debbie LaSala from LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli at 250 Casa Verde Way in Monterey. Buy Right has been a family-owned Monterey Bay treasure since 1938. Hungry for delicious sandwiches? Join the many LaSala regulars who love our tasty, hearty sandwiches prepared with fresh-baked Palermo bread. Eat in or grab on the run at LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli. Whatever your choice, we at LaSala's will greet you with Mon Pa hospitality and truly awesome meals. And remember, sandwich trays are also available for meetings and parties. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli is located on the west side of Highway 1, exiting at 250 Casa Verde Way and going just past the first stop sign. For more information, call 372-6824. That's 372-6824. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli, a Mon Pa treasure at your service for 70 years.
Frutti di Mar Grill in Marina is a delicious haven for lovers of Italian seafood, pasta, and salads at neighborly prices. Owners Tito and Sonia Perez invite you to their new restaurant, Frutti di Mar Grill, for lunch or dinner weekdays and on Saturdays from 4 p.m. Every tasty meal comes with generous portions of Salvadoran warmth. Frutti di Mar Grill is at 3056 Del Monte Boulevard in friendly Marina. Browse to fruttidimargrill.com or call 384-8525.
One can live in the shadow of an idea without grasping it until you've talked with a bard. The Dueling Bards on the Quantum Leap, Saturday, 9 p.m.
I'm subbing for the Peter B. I am Scott Dick, your host for today. It is a radio marathon for me. I get to do Peter B. Collins show. It's fantastic. I really like the job Peter does. And then I'm on from 6 to 8. Yeah. Anyway, so I was playing this clip of Rush Limbaugh. You know, and I get the feeling that not everybody can stand listening to this guy, but I got to play this because I want you to know what's out there as far as the information environment. Well, let me say something about affirmative action. There's a difference between quotas and affirmative action. Quotas have always been illegal and fundamentally not right. So a quota is when a company or some kind of employer or some other institution says, we need a Hispanic person. We need an African-American person. We need an Asian-American person. The next one that walks through the door gets hired. So we can put them in a front office and showcase them that we are equal opportunity employers. Affirmative action has nothing to do with that. And this is the frame that the right wing and Republicans have been using for 20 years. It's as simple as this. And by the way, you know, Rush Limbaugh doesn't have all of his cylinders operating because the last time I looked, it was the Democratic Party. And he loves to say the Democrat Party because he can't stand to actually say the Democratic Party. But that's the name. It's like if I called him Rush Limb. So we should just call him that. Rush Limb. Anyway. So, affirmative action. Here's affirmative action. You have a town like Houston, for example. A city like Houston. And at one point, I don't know what it is. This has been a while ago. But let's just talk about Houston for an example. 45% of the population is Hispanic, and I think 18% is African American. That's a pretty big percentage. And when affirmative action was introduced into the police department there, they had one Hispanic and one African-American on the police force. Now, how is that possible? You're telling me that there are no other qualified people in that city to be police officers, and I'll tell you you're full of crap. I would say that they hired people like themselves, who happen to be all white. And in an attempt to show how they were, you know, equal and open, one black guy, one Hispanic, and it's something the force was something like, 600 or something, 400. It's a big city. I'm exaggerating because I don't know exactly the number. Big number. Not 10, not 5, but 100 and something, maybe 200. Affirmative Action came along and said, you know what, we can't believe that you can't find an African-American who's qualified to be a police officer. It just doesn't seem logical to us. And so affirmative action has always been different than quotas. It is three guys who went to the police academy, three guys who have great GPAs from college, three guys who passed their physical fitness test at a certain level, three guys who passed the screening and all that. And you have a police force that has one black man and one Hispanic man. And you know what? Out of those three, they're all the same. They're all equal. Then you need to round out your police force because it's not representative of the community it is supposed to represent, to protect and serve. So the next guy coming in, given they're equal, is an African-American or Hispanic man. Because, you know what? The white guy's just going to have to wait. Oh, my heart's bleeding for him. Until that becomes a representative organization, affirmative action is in play. I don't care what these nuts say. It's not a quota system. You're not promoting somebody over. It's just like women. Out of all the police officers, 25 of them are women, you can't find one that's qualified to be a sergeant? You don't have one who's got accommodations for heroism, who's passed all of her boards, who's an expert marksman, who can carry a 50-pound bag like any other guy, who's been training junior police officers, and they pass her over. Why? Because she is a woman, not because she's unqualified. What does Rush Limbaugh consider that? Oh, that's nothing. So he's dead wrong on affirmative action, either that or he's lying. He knows exactly what it is and what it means, and it's easier to pass Barack Obama off as an affirmative action candidate when actually, if you look at it, McCain serves affirmative action under this disguise much better than Barack Obama, a guy who's 100% disabled, who takes 6 different prescription medications. One of them is a sleeping pill. And you're telling me that Barack Obama, Rush Limbaugh, will have you believe that Barack Obama is the affirmative action candidate. See the framing. And that's why you're listening to me and the Peter B. Collins, so you can point this stuff out to you so you can say, whoa, when somebody says, you know, they just regurgitate Rush Limbaugh's talking points, which he gets from the White House or Grover Norquist or whatever, Karl Rove, whatever brain that feeds him his material, you can say, wait a minute now, isn't John McCain 100% disabled? Does he have the stamina? Is he 72 years old? Wouldn't he better be considered the affirmative action candidate? Because Limbaugh's making a judgment purely on a person's skin tone. That means nothing. Nothing. I can go to the beach and in a couple of weeks get a tan that makes my skin tone as dark as many African Americans. And all of a sudden, I'm unqualified to be a radio talk show host. Or I have this radio talk show because I'm an affirmative action. This is the ridiculousness of the right wing's argument, and they retell it to each other over and over and over again because they can't distinguish between affirmative action and quotas, or they won't distinguish. When we come back, actually, we're going to go to the news, and when I come back, Gina, call back. I don't want you to have to wait on hold through the news. More of the Peter B. Collins Show. I still have a couple seconds. When we come back, I'm going to finish this clip. As disgusting as he is, I'm going to finish this clip. I pointed out affirmative action is not quotas, and it should be John McCain as the affirmative action candidate, not Senator Barack Obama. If you have heartburn with that, call in. 888-5-PETER-B. Let's talk about it. We'll be back after the news.
Bonjour, this is Véronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. I've created a special offer for you to try my French wines made from organically grown grapes. For a limited time, when you buy two bottles, you get one bottle free, and I'll even pay for the shipping. I know you love the taste of these handcrafted wines from my ancestors' lands, especially if you care about our planet and your health. Imagine, you can have organic French wine delivered to your door for less than $12 a bottle. I've made this free wine and free shipping offer available to you because I believe you'll become a lifelong customer once you've tasted our wines. The French Bouquet Collection at ecowine.com includes my red Chateau Véronique from Languedoc, my white Viognier, and my Blanquette de Limoux sparkling wine. All French, organically grown, and affordable.
For free delivery, click on ecowine.com/PeterB. That's ecowine.com/...
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick.
I want to stress that this storm is turning into a serious, catastrophic flooding event.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist on the problems caused by Tropical Storm Fay, which has dumped a lot of rain on southeast Florida. The early show's Dave Price is near Melbourne.
It's a strange thing when you show up and you see fish navigating roadways that cars ought to be on, but that's just the case here tonight. Unprecedented rain, up to 25 inches already on the ground and more to come. Throughout the day, the rain just kept on rolling in sheets, in waves, down the streets and in homes.
The storm is barely moving. That's part of the problem. It's currently just north of Cape Canaveral. President Bush stopped in New Orleans today ahead of the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Making his 17th visit to the Gulf Coast since Hurricane Katrina unleashed its fury nearly 3 years ago. President Bush says there are hopeful signs of progress, though he concedes there is still a lot of work to be done.
There are people hurting. I fully understand that. People waiting to get back in their home, wondering whether a brighter day is possible, yet a brighter day is coming.
And to make the point, Mr. Bush spoke at the headquarters of the Louisiana National Guard, destroyed by Katrina's floods, but now being rebuilt. Mark Noller, CBS News, traveling with the president.
Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones has died. She suffered a brain hemorrhage. Tubbs Jones was the first black woman to represent Ohio in Congress, a critic of the Iraq War and a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton's bid for the presidency. More than 150 people were killed today in the worst plane crash in Spain in more than 20 years. Transportation correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Spanair Flight 5022 had problems right from the start, abandoning its first takeoff attempt from Madrid because of a technical problem. It was on the second takeoff attempt that witnesses say the left engine caught fire, the jet lifting up briefly before smashing into a ditch. Raging flames kept rescuers at arm's length. Few survivors they could reach were badly burned.
The flight was headed for the Canary Islands, and many of the passengers were vacationers. Officials say they don't know what caused the crash. Amtrak has long been struggling with funding. Now comes word it may not have enough trains. So many Americans are now opting for the trains versus planes, with fuel prices and airfares soaring. The U.S. and Iraq are working on a deal to withdraw American troops. CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
The negotiations have clearly come down to crunch time. Both sides have agreed there will be no hard and fast timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Instead, there will be a looser target date, which still leaves room to change the plan if conditions take a turn for the worse.
The current proposal would have U.S. troops leaving some Iraqi cities by next June. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials finished 68 points higher at 11,418, and the Nasdaq was up nearly 5 points. This is CBS News.
Despite the current economy, you can still drive a safe, luxurious, well-engineered car. Because right now, Mercedes-Benz is having a certified pre-owned sales event with deals as low as 1.99% APR on select CPO vehicles that have undergone a rigorous 155-point inspection. So you know you're getting a true 100% Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. See your authorized dealer today for certified affordability. But hurry, our CPO sales event ends soon. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes dealer, it's not a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz.
1.99% APR for 36 months at $2,864 per month for $1,000 financed on 2005 and 2006 E-Class vehicles. Excludes lease and balloon contract subject to credit approval. For qualified customers only through Mercedes-Benz Financial participating dealers through September 30, 2008. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles. See dealer for complete program and pre-owned limited warranty details.
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
What's the best way to combat gang violence? Julie Mann reports from Chicago. Good intelligence helps, and that's why the sheriff's going behind bars.
With a swarm of media in tow, Sheriff Mark Curran was fingerprinted and photographed inside the jail he was elected to oversee. He says he's doing this to see exactly how faith-based programs are working to help prisoners in and out of jail reduce the county's recidivism rate, taking the Illinois Department of Corrections to task for being short-sighted and assisting the prisoners it houses.
The street gangs that terrorize the citizens of Lake County and the rest of Illinois were created in the Illinois Department of Corrections.
The sheriff will be working and sleeping inside the jail and will meet with inmates and sit in on classes intended to make people behind bars prepared to do something other than commit more crimes whenever they're released.
It was one of the biggest drug busts on a U.S. college campus when federal agents arrested more than 100 people at San Diego State University. 4 months later, less than half of those cases have been referred for prosecution. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Hi, we're Shadaisy.
Now, being on tour is great, but after 23 days, we can't wait to get home
and to our own Sleep Number beds. The tougher your days, the more you deserve a Sleep Number night. It's the only bed that lets you adjust your Sleep Number setting at the touch of a button. A higher Sleep Number setting for more firmness, a lower number for softer support. And since every day is different, you can always find your perfect Sleep Number anytime. Because the most comfortable sleep is the one you control yourself. The difference a Sleep Number bed makes every night. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com to find any one of our 450 stores. Sleep Number by Select Comfort. It's the bed that counts. Enjoy cool summer savings on all Sleep Number beds. Twin mattresses start at only $449. Hurry in. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com today for a store near you.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
Well, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your guest host, Scott Dick, sitting in today for the Peter B. You can visit the Peter B. Collins Show by going to the web. That's www.peterbcollins.com. That would be www.peterbcollins.com. And you can visit me, Scott Dick, on the web by going to www.scottdickshow.com. And I do appreciate your support of Progressive Radio and Peter's show and mine and anybody else who's out there trying to tell the progressive truth. You can stream my show from the web. That's the Scott Dick Show. By going to www.scottdickshow.com and look for the link, lower left-hand side, click on it, and you'll get a little thing, and then you can listen all you want to. And actually, you can listen to all of KRXA. That's here in Monterey, their programming. But I am subbing for Peter, and I do have a wider frame of reference. As always, you can call in today and anytime on Peter's show, Peter at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. You can send me emails, scott@scottdickshow.com. I don't monitor them during the show, but after the show I do look at them, and if you want a response, I'll get back to you. So, the first hour I had Paul Waldman on for Media Matters, and we talked about the real John McCain and how he's got a pass from the media. Second hour we talked about a couple things. In the end of the second hour, I was playing this clip of Rush Limbaugh where he's claiming that Barack Obama is the affirmative action candidate. And I was halfway through it when we had to go to the news. Let me just back up. I want to play this entire thing for you. And because this is a forewarning. And if you're forewarned, you're forearmed. And so we can pick this apart. And I have quite expressive views on affirmative action. I see affirmative action completely differently than the right-wing nuts out there that try to frame it into some kind of quota system where you're advancing a person who is unqualified ahead of somebody who is more qualified. No, that's a quota. Quotas are illegal. Affirmative action is much more subtle than that. You have two superbly qualified candidates, qualified the same in every way. That is affirmative action. And then how do you pick? If you have two superbly qualified candidates, for example, one is a man, one is a woman, and they hire the man, and they are for management position. Let's just use management position, for example. And there are no women in management in the company. How could that be possible? You have a woman who's exactly qualified the same as the man, and yet she's passed over. And what I hear over and over and over again through my own history and experience is the fact that she not only is exactly qualified, but she trained this guy when he came into the company. So she's even superior, senior to him. And she doesn't get promoted. Affirmative action. A company that had affirmative action and used it like it's supposed to be used, use it the right way, would ensure, because she's eminently qualified, the same as the man, she got promoted. And that they had a number in management that reflected the population of women in the company. That's all people are asking for, a fair and equal chance. Without affirmative action, you have nothing but the whims of the likes of Rush Limbaugh to deal with. Or how about Monica Goodling, the Department of Justice person who violated the law by selecting lawyers who are supposed to be nonpartisan on the basis of their loyalty to the Republican Party? Not a chance in hell if you're not a Bushy loyalist. And that's wrong. So we're going to play this clip again. And if you want to call in 888-573-8372. That's the Peter. That's 888-5-PETER-B. Let me play this clip. I'll try not to interrupt it, and I'm resisting. Believe you me, I'm resisting when I let this guy talk.
I'm full blast, so I'm going to take my time. She says to say hi. But here's the thing, Rush. I'm thinking, coming from Chicago, you know, where we're just inundated with Barack and his ideas, I do believe that on some level the liberals understand the free market, because whenever racism is becoming scarce, they do not hesitate to drill for more.
No, they understand it. They just oppose it.
Okay. But they want it when it benefits them.
Exactly right. Okay. So when a precious resource like racism becomes scarce, they will go out and drill for new sources.
Okay.
You're exactly right. They understand the principle. They want it for themselves, just not everybody. A liberal's going to have two sets of rules. One for the elites, the arrogants, and the condescending elites, and the other set of rules for everybody else. They will exempt themselves from the limiting rules they place on everybody else.
Yes. And you hit it right on with Barack. They keep talking about all these reasons. Why is it the poll so close? What's going on? And it reminds me of that scene in Caddyshack, I don't know if you're familiar with, where Chevy Chase is trying to teach Bill Murray how to golf. And he's kind of saying, you're not, and he's standing behind him, and he's trying to, and he says, you're not good. You know, it just reminds me of that. He's just not good.
What did he say? You're not what? You're not good.
Not
good.
He's trying to say, you know, you're not leaning, you're not good. So, it just reminds me of that. You know, he's just not cut out for the job. No,
he's not. To me, it is striking how unqualified Obama is, and how this whole thing came about within the Democrat Party. I think it really goes back to the fact that nobody had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy. They were liberal policies are always going to end up strangling liberals too. And I think this is a classic illustration here where affirmative action has reared its ugly head against them. It's the reverse of it. They've ended up nominating and placing at the top of their ticket somebody who's not qualified, who has not earned it. It's perfect affirmative action. And because of all this guilt and the historic nature of things, nobody had the guts to say, wait a minute, do we really want to do this? So they do it, and then they start behaving in manners and ways that let us know that they've goofed up with the choice. Actually, it's been somewhat fascinating to watch.
Yeah, that's brought to you by Media Matters, and I love it, the fact that they do this. So there's some things we have to talk about here, because this is pretty nuanced speech. I mean, it's hate speech any way you want to shake it, because of his overt racism. Now, is he saying, one of the things he says, this is something I picked up on during the break, and you can call in. 888-5-PETER-B, that's 888-573-8372, that's 888-573-8372. One of the things he said is that Obama's nomination goes back to the fact that nobody had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy. So now, let me ask you a question. Where in the scheme of deciding to run for election anywhere in the United States, does a person have to get permission? So is this the way they do it in the Republican Party? Is they go to some committee of higher-ups, of influential people? Did John McCain go to Rush Limbaugh and other right-wing hate talkers like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly over at the Fox Network and say, can I run? Can I have your permission, please? Is that what he's saying by alluding to the fact that there's some committee that vets candidates before they go forward? And this free market they're talking about, what free market would they be describing? The free market of ideas, when they use ad hominem attacks on the very people they say are using ad hominem attacks on them? They're attacking the person instead of the policies. Affirmative action. Liberal policies will strangle liberals. This is a frame. It's a nonsensical frame. It's right-wing Martian speak. Liberal policies will strangle liberals. And he was talking about the two sets of rules that liberals have. One for, how do you put it? One for the elites. The condescending elites? Are you, as Keith Olbermann would say, are you effing kidding me? A guy who just signed a contract for $500 million, who gets paid $50 million a year, has his own Gulfstream 5 jet, who got away with doctor shopping when a lot of other people would have gone to prison, and he's talking and complaining about liberal elites? Well, he lives in a fantasy world of Rush Limbaugh's own making. People actually listen to this guy, and they regurgitate what he says over and over again. And I think it's disgusting. The free market. We could talk about the free market, like the free market in oil. There's no such thing. The oil itself spawns from a cartel. Anyway, let's take Jake from Eureka.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Pretty good, Jake. What's on your mind?
Well, I find it, not a surprise at all that Rush Limbaugh would be so dismissive of Barack Obama's candidacy. After all, Rush Limbaugh has made a career out of appealing to the so-called angry white men of America. You know, Limbaugh says racist things continually. After all, let's remember Rush Limbaugh was fired from Monday Night Football for saying racist things about Donovan McNabb. And this is a guy who I believe is still on Armed Forces Radio, even though he called soldiers phony soldiers just because they happen to be opposed to George Bush's foreign policy.
And he claimed that while people are asking for balance from him, that it was only because they wanted to get a right-wing talker off the radio and substitute with some liberal talk. So yeah. He can't even stand. His skin is so thin he can't even stand up to a little criticism. He deserves a lot of criticism.
Well, yeah, Limbaugh's skin is so thin, he won't even let callers who are opposed to him on his damn show. I mean, really, if the Republicans are so convinced that their arguments are so cogent and convincing, then how come they won't even debate people who are opposed to their points of view? Rush Limbaugh, he's a joke. I mean, why should anybody take him seriously?
Well, the only reason that I take his message seriously because he has something like 20 million listeners, people who regularly tune in and hang on his every word. And those are the people who are not getting the full scope. You know, they're not getting anything but the right-wing echo machine. And
right.
These are the same people that give Bush 26% credit, who think there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you know, think that Saddam Hussein had something to do with... you know, the attacks on the World Trade Center. And it's because of him just regurgitating the talking points coming out of the White House. That tone that Scott McClellan talked about.
Oh,
it's,
I agree.
It's amazing.
And that's what it is. I mean, people like Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, they just repeat the Republican Party's talking points. They don't do any real journalism at all. I mean, their shows are extremely boring. I mean, that's why I don't bother listening to them.
Jake, you want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang on. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back more on the Peter B. Collins Show. And I'm your host. I'm guesting for him, Scott Dick. We'll be right back.
Been mattress shopping lately? Then you know the stores around here are pretty much the same, with the same confusing mix of brands and models. But there's a new store in town, one that's very different. The name is SC41 Furniture. The mattress systems at SC41 are totally unique. We start with durable birchwood slats that can be adjusted to match your body contour and ease pressure. Inside the mattress are hand-assembled honeycomb steel springs. They give wall-to-wall support and move independently to reduce motion. Then a layer of high-quality natural latex cushioning holds its shape while providing extra support and comfort. All with a stretch cotton cover that adapts to your body contour, resists moisture, and is 100% natural. So if you've been to the other mattress stores and you're not impressed, come to the new store that offers a better kind of mattress. SC41 Furniture on 41st Avenue, across from the Home Depot in Santa Cruz. On the web at sc41.com.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And this is Paul at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
Have you heard about the events at Pilgrim's Way and the Secret Garden? Maybe too late? Our events include workshops, lectures, and book signings by recognizable and well-known authors locally, nationally, and internationally on a wide range of topics.
Don't miss another chance. You can receive Pilgrim's Way event announcements personally by going to pilgrimsway.com and click on Events to subscribe to the private email service listed. An event calendar is also posted on the Pilgrim's Way community bulletin board inside the bookstore for your convenience. Support independence. Come in and pick up a free KRXA bumper sticker. We're on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel.
Or give us a call at 624-4955.
Check
checking traffic on KRXA and very quiet right now. Just one accident out there. It's in Watsonville. Salinas Road at Werner Road. Two cars. They've both been cleared off to the right-hand shoulder. Looks like CHP is on the scene. 17 making your way through the Santa Cruz Mountains. No stalls or accidents in your way right now. You will see the usual slow traffic at the Fish Hook in Santa Cruz with stop-and-go traffic southbound 1 as you make your way down towards Aptos. South 101 leaving South San Jose. Some stop-and-go traffic. Coyote Creek Golf Drive down into Morgan Hill. 101 through Salinas. No problems to tell you about. And Highway 68 currently checks in. Stall and accident-free. This is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars when they're pulled from the water? Many are dried out, cleaned up, and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. If you spot a traffic problem, as always, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your host, Scott Dick. Yeah, I do have a different voice than Peter's. I'm subbing for him. He's not here today. Did you not notice? I sound just like him. You know, the nonsense that that Rush Limbaugh was spouting off is pales in comparison to the clip that I'm going to play in a few minutes. Jake, you still there?
Oh, yes, I am, Scott.
It's part of this machine, as I described in the first hour, this information environment that the Republicans are counting on to win them the election, and that's the continuing outright lies and smears and innuendo and whispering campaign against Senator Barack Obama, his policies, his politics, even his family members.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, and these attacks against, for instance, Michelle Obama are so dirty, so despicable. It really makes the Republicans look silly. It really does.
And but they work. These techniques and these tactics work, and that's the problem. Americans have not said to John McCain en masse, hey, knock it off, buddy. Let's talk about your policies. They haven't done that yet, and I'm afraid they're not going to do that.
Well, you're right. And what big part of it, too, is that the media is not holding McCain's campaign accountable for the dirty campaigning. But no. You're right. The media is not going to hold McCain accountable for anything. In fact, John McCain a few years back said that the Washington Press Corps was his base for his campaign, after all. So, I mean, I think it comes down to the fact that the Democrats are going to have to start fighting fire with fire. They're going to have to start going after McCain just as hard as they're coming after Obama.
We have to make sure that we get the word out that the lies and the innuendos are completely that. And, Jake, I really appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. I want to play this clip, and it's disgusting. This is the kind of thing that just screams for the fairness doctrine. Yeah, you know what? That would be tough because then I have to present both sides. But it would equal out these kinds of lies. Now, I'm going to play this clip. I may not play the whole thing. I just want to get the good parts. This is Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter. Now, remember, a lot of people watch the Fox Network. And I've heard people say, well, if they weren't telling the truth, they wouldn't let them on TV. See, that's how far Americans have fallen in their understanding of how corporate media has changed in the last 25 years. But before I play this, I want you to listen with this in mind, that they're making these allegations that a baby was born alive as a result of an abortion, and the hospital let it die. And Senator Barack Obama supports this. So this is the whole meme. This is the scheme that Barack Obama is a baby killer. They actually use the word infanticide, the murder of infants. And when, in fact, the Illinois Attorney General's tasked to conduct an investigation that fetuses were born alive at an Illinois hospital and abandoned without treatment, the Illinois Department of Public Safety came back and said it was unable to substantiate any of the allegations. So this reminds me of the stories of urban legends and urban myth, where somebody knows somebody who tells somebody who knows, and they saw it firsthand, but you see how far out it is. My favorite urban myth is about the guy who goes to a bar, accepts a drink from a pretty girl, passes out, wakes up in a tub of ice with a thing that says call 911, and he calls 911 and finds out one of his kidneys have been harvested. People actually pass that around. When in fact, you know, It never happened. And you couldn't wake up in a tub of ice. You would die of hypothermia first, but they never thought that through. So when you hear this, it sounds like a reasonable conversation between two commentators, and I'm going to play as much as I can before we have to go to a hard break, and then if I'm not totally disgusted, I'll play more. In the meantime, you know, you can call in 888-5-PETER-B, but let's get this started because it's something that you need to hear because they're going to make these claims for the rest of the time.
Ann Coulter, I'll start with you. The Born Alive Infant Protection Act, they induce these abortions. I interviewed Jill Stanek. She's a nurse, Illinois, testified before Obama's committee. A baby with Down syndrome aborted, thrown in a spoiled utility room. She cradles this baby that's breathing for 45 minutes, and Barack Obama was the only senator to speak out against the bill that would have protected babies in that situation. Is that the...
Right.
Is that infanticide?
It's shocking.
It is.
And it's also not true. Illinois already protects those babies. It's complete crock. We're going to go to this break. We're going to go to break. When we come back, more if I can stand listening to these two people talk. I'm not quite sure yet. I'll just have to muddle through and then go take a shower afterwards. Stick with me and we'll be back.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems. They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Hey, are you driving around looking for a coffee shop with free internet? Right here in Pacific Grove, you'll find Black Forest Espresso, a fun and friendly place to hang out. We have a large espresso bar ready to make any gourmet drink, homemade drafts, mochas, lattes. How about 100% fruit smoothies and old-fashioned milkshakes with 14 flavors? Black Forest is also the only place to get soft-serve, fat-free frozen yogurt. We're the last hometown coffee shop at the Country Club Gate Shopping Center at Forest and David next to Save Mart Pacific Grove. Check out blackforestespresso.com.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Socolo Mexican Restaurant is proud to announce the opening of our newest restaurant in Old Town Salinas, located at 321 Main Street. As with our original location in Pacific Grove, Socolo features Angus beef, handmade tortillas, and the freshest ingredients available. Socolo offers many unique specials like pozole verde, chicken mole, and albondigas. You won't find frozen meats or canned tomatoes at Socolo. Now with two locations to serve you at 321 Main Street in Old Town Salinas. For reservations and takeout, call 424-1047. That's 424-1047. Or if you're on the Monterey Peninsula, visit us at 162 Fountain Avenue in Pacific Grove. Our phone number there is 373-7911. That's 373-7911. Socolo Restaurant, the place to go when you're looking for quality, authentic Mexican food.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The Retirement Specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
Come back. I'm here. I'm Scott Dick, and I'm subbing for the Peter B. I'm not playing any more of the Rush Limbaugh. I'll just tell you what they said. Rush Limbaugh said this. He said this about Senator Barack Obama. Like, he can read people's minds. That's another beautiful thing about the right wing. They always know. They always like to define people and say who they are and what they think and what they believe. And Limbaugh's famous for that for liberals. But this is what he said. He says, without ever asking Senator Barack Obama directly, he says this. Senator Barack Obama believes it is proper to kill a baby that has survived an abortion. And Ann Coulter added, Obama wants the doctors chasing it through the delivery room to make sure it gets killed. Isn't that special? Now, it's already against the law to kill a surviving infant. So his opposition to this unnecessary law in Illinois was just a nuance that they don't understand, or worse, they do understand, and it's simpler just to lie and try to make John McCain out to be, you know, pro-birth. You notice I didn't say pro-life, because everybody's pro-life. They're pro-birth. And after the kid gets born, they don't care what happens to it. And that's not just what they say. That's their policy, and their policies prove that. Before I leave you, we got some time left in the show. You can always call in, by the way, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And I was playing Hannity and Coulter, and I just wanted to transition. I said, I'm not going to play Hannity anymore. I said Limbaugh, but I meant Hannity. And I just don't want to listen to them anymore. They have enough time to play all this dreck all they want, and they don't need me to push it. All right, so I just want to go back a minute to more right-wing nuttery. And there's so much of it out there. I think John McCain says it best. He really is in the center of the right-wing nut vortex. And what do I mean by that? Well, John McCain is all for creating a larger military. You know, it's costing you more money. Not interested in fixing the infrastructure or making sure the kids get to school, they have enough food to eat. You know, we will be 58 million. This is the estimate, not from some liberal talk show host like myself, but from people who matter. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, for example, estimates we're going to be 58 million meals short in the United States in 2008. 58 million. We have all these problems in the United States. John McCain is all for 100 years war in Iraq, occupation of Iraq for 100 years, spend that $12 billion, and then not even mention Afghanistan. They're talking about taking 15,000 troops and putting them in Afghanistan. Where they're going to get the troops? I guess they're going to beam them from Mars, or they're going to send troops that have already been in Iraq 2, 3, 4 times and maybe had one or two tours in Afghanistan already. And this is the guy who fought actively against the new GI Bill. But be that as it may, then how are you going to create a force that can do all this, that can fight for Georgia freedom and, you know, against the evil Russians and protect us from the nuclear weapons in North Korea and deal with the Iranians and the Iraqi insurgents and all that and the Taliban in Afghanistan and terrorists around the world? How are we going to deal with that? Well, let's listen to John McCain's solution. And see what he has to say about it. This is a, basically a clip of a woman asking him a question about how we're going to do it. She gives her own answer, and this is what he says. Oh, and this wasn't some old clip. This is from August 20th. Oh, wait, that's today.
Yes, Senator McCain, I truly hope you get the opportunity to chase bin Laden right to the gates of hell and push him in, as you stated on your form. I do have a question, though. The disabled veterans, especially in this state, have horrible conditions. Their medical is substandard. They drive 4 hours one way to Albuquerque for a simple doctor's appointment, which is often canceled. Our VA hospital is dirty, it's understaffed, it's running on maximum overload. The prescription medicines are 10 years behind standard medical care. We have 700 claims stacked up at the VA office in Albuquerque. Some of them are 10 and 7 years old waiting to be processed. In the meantime, these people are homeless. My son is an officer in the Air Force, and I'm a vet, and I was raised in a military family. And I think it's a sorry state of affairs when we have illegal aliens having a Medicaid card that can access specialists, top physicians, the best of medical, and our vets can't even get to a doctor. And these are the people that we tied yellow ribbons for and Bush patted on the back. If we don't reenact the draft, I don't think we'll have anyone to chase Bin Laden to the gates of hell.
Ma'am, let me say that I don't disagree with anything you said, and thank you. And I'm great.
Unless we reinstate the draft, she said, we won't have anybody left to chase Bin Laden to the gates of hell. And how did he answer that? Let's see.
Let me say that I don't disagree with anything you said, and thank you. And I'm grateful for your support of all of our veterans.
So, she just outlined a tremendous amount of... Hang on a second, sorry. She just outlined a tremendous amount of... If I said it, because I'm a liberal talk show host, it would be Bush bashing. But when apparently she's right wing, or at least some kind of conservative, because she expresses that, I didn't know that illegal immigrants could get a Medicaid card. I'd have to check this out. But be that as it may, she describes all that, and then he says, I can't disagree with anything you say. Now remember, this is the John McCain who voted out of 4 bills. He voted against 3 of them. The bills that would increase veterans' health funding by $30 million, he voted against it. Maybe it's $300 million. It was a pretty big number. Construction for new veterans' medical facilities, he voted against it. He voted for one. There's another one I forgot. It slips my mind. Out of 4, he voted for 1. You guys are the worst rating by the Disabled American Veterans Association, the DAV. This is no liberal organization. This is somebody who tracks the voting record as part of their job, part of what they do, of our congresspeople to see who's doing what to whom. Barack Obama got an 80%. He got a B+. Maybe even a B+? And McCain gets a D. By the way, 20% for veterans is the worst record in the U.S. Senate. Let me say that again. McCain has the worst voting record for veterans in the U.S. Senate, according to the DAV. Yet he goes to a Denver town hall, claims that he has the highest commendations from all veterans organizations, which is an outright lie. And where does the media pick up on this? Where do they nail him on it? They don't. They let him go. And I think that's a shame. So I spent today, a lot of it, talking about the information environment and how it's being abused by the right wing, and the right wing hate radio, and they're so overpowered in terms of hours, anything progressive that comes out. There is good news. I don't know if you're aware that Rachel Maddow, she's going to have a show September 8th on MSNBC. She's going to follow Keith Olbermann. And they're both a breath of fresh air. Unlike a lot of people on television, Rachel Maddow has a Ph.D. in political it's international affairs or political affairs or political analysis, something like that. So she's good at what she does. Let's take Anthony from Carmel Valley. Let's see what he's got to say. Anthony, welcome to the show. Anthony, howdy. I'm not hearing Anthony. Let's see. Anthony. Oh, here you go.
Hey, yeah, I think it's unfair. That was an unfair question that lady asked. I mean, how can we both be expected to build embassies, rebuild schools and hospitals in Iraq, and still try to build better facilities for our veterans here? You can't do both. So obviously they have to go over and do all that work in Iraq, right?
Well Anthony, let's see. Didn't the embassy in Baghdad cost $500 million?
Something like it. Probably would have paid for a couple of hospitals.
And you know what's interesting, too? A lot of Americans don't realize there's something in San Antonio. It is a top-of-the-line treatment facility for returning veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And these are the worst of the worst. These are major burn victims, multiple amputees, that kind of thing, and it costs $330 million. Pretty cool, huh?
That's sad, to think that...
Wait, I forgot to tell you, it was built with private money. Government didn't have anything to do with it. And the best charity in the world, Fisher House, runs a hotel there that's free for family members that come and visit their soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who were injured in Iraq or Afghanistan, also paid for by private money. So that cutting-edge facility, the government, the Bush administration, Cheney, McCain, none of those yahoos had anything to do with it. Pretty sad, my book.
That we didn't do it ourselves, you're saying?
Yeah, the taxpayers didn't do it. They had to go out and find private money to do it.
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, this is the administration that loves our soldiers and loves our vets.
Because our own government wouldn't do it. What you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So they knew it wasn't going to happen, so the founders went out and did it on their own, which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Anything else, Anthony?
This whole thing, I think, the whole thing in Pakistan's got me kind of concerned. I don't know if it's in line with what you're talking about, but, with Musharraf resigning, I was just wondering how that reflects on McCain.
Well,
they're buddies, I thought.
Yeah, and and the billions we spend in Pakistan that probably went to Musharraf's personal bank account, although I don't know that for sure. Who knows? So we spend, so we let some money bleed out. Pakistan, a worry for the United States. It's a country with nuclear weapons. It's a country that's funded and established the madrasas in Afghanistan and in Pakistan that creates the worst of the worst terrorists. It is intelligence agents from the Pakistani military are involved. Are thought to be involved with the Taliban and keeping them alive and kicking us with funding and training. So why would Pakistan be a worry to you, Anthony?
I don't know. I guess Georgia's more important. I don't know. They have nuclear weapons there, too, don't they? No, I don't think so. I don't know. No, Pakistan, obviously, is the major concern. And we're not hearing anything about it. All we're hearing is Georgia and why it's going to take 3 days for the Russians to pull out.
Yeah, the Russians, I was, when we first started talking about this, I was right. I knew that the Russians wouldn't just suddenly back their vehicles up. They are smashing anything that even remotely looks military in Georgia, and that's kind of the way they work.
I would have done it too.
And Saakashvili, he knows the Russians, and you would think that maybe he would have thought this could be on the horizon if he was so dumb as to attack the surrogates for the Russians. And that's what the South Ossetia was. They were surrogates for the Russians, and the Russians were just waiting for an excuse.
And that's one of John McCain's buddies there.
Well, his senior policy advisor, Randy Schoeneman, is a paid lobbyist who's collected $800,000 from the government of Georgia. So, I don't know if buddy is the right word, but thanks so much, Anthony,
you
for
bet.
Calling.
Sure. Bye.
We're going to run to a break, and when we come back more, I got callers waiting. We're going to take those callers, and we'll get to some more just before we end this show. I'll be right back.
Now checking traffic for the final time this evening on KRXA, starting you in Capitola, northbound Highway 1. After 41st Avenue, two-car crash clearing from the center divide. CHP is on the scene. There may be a little residual slowing as you approach the scene. Dinosaur Point Road at 152. We have a broken-down car. That's reportedly blocking one of the lanes. And eastbound 152 after 156, a large piece of lumber in the eastbound lanes. Watch out there. Highway 17 currently checks in Stalin, accident-free. Eastbound 68 near Boots Road. We had reports of a broken-down car. It's actually off to the side. No lanes blocked. Maybe just a visual hazard if you're in the area. And this is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know that a flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb? Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. If you spot a traffic problem, as always, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Talking is cheap, people follow like sheep, even though there's nowhere to go.
We all know the saying, the truth will set you free. I recently asked a gentleman what that truth is, and he replied, I guess you don't like that answer. Join me, Bob Oliver, for the Quantum Leap, Saturdays at 9 p.m.
Silence is golden, but my eyes still see. Silence is golden, golden, but my eyes still see.
We'll break the silence together.
Back to the Peter B. Collins Show. I am guesting for Peter. I'm Scott Dick, your host, filling in today for Peter B. And I will be filling in for myself on my show from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on KRXA540.com at 540 a.m. Anyway, we're back. I think I have John from Carmel Valley. Is he still on? John, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Did you hear Randy Rhodes today?
I did not.
Guess what she was saying? Well, you wouldn't, because it shocked me. She was complaining about the liberals in the Democratic Party, and she said one of the weird things they do is make a big complaint about Nancy Pelosi. And then she went on to say that she's not sure, but she says it's entirely possible that Nancy Pelosi has a legitimate strategy and that it's actually wise that no action has been taken on impeachment, and that we do it after Bush is out of office, because she said both on murder and on war crimes, the statute of limitations does not run out when a president leaves office.
Okay,
and
well,
I thought it was all just malarkey.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's a pass she's given Nancy Pelosi for no reason. I don't understand when you say I'm going to eliminate my constitutional obligation to enforce the Constitution and I'm taking impeachment off the table. That's a license to run and steal. And if he was impeached, then he could still be charged with murder and whatnot. So impeachment or not, getting kicked out because he was impeached doesn't stop him from being prosecuted for war crimes or torture or murder. So that doesn't make any sense.
Impeaching him, however, keeps him from offering preemptive pardons to all of his buddies. And there's a precedent for that, and it can be done. And I'm pretty confident that's what he's going to do. So I think what she's saying is kabunk as well.
Well, it's worse than that, because I want to remind everybody, I'm not just indignant about her because she's held up impeachment. She has made sure that George Bush has gotten just about, if not everything he could have wanted and more. She can't give him too much. And there's no way she can explain that away. I mean, I haven't heard any strategy for that at all. And that was conveniently not even mentioned by Randy Rhodes.
No, I don't get it. I would rather not talk about that Nancy. I'd rather not talk about Nancy Pelosi than talk about her in that way. In other words, I think she's let us down. This Congress was elected in 2006 to do just that, to end the war in Iraq, to defund it, and to investigate what we think are high crimes and misdemeanors. And when you have an investigation, the evidence will tell us if there's something there or not. Simply because you have an investigation doesn't mean anything. And not even to allow that investigation to go forward when there are so many things that seem obvious to us. From Bremer's conduct in Iraq to the Iraq conflict to begin with to the shorting of our troops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's such a long list there, but we can't even have investigations. And I'm telling you, John, and you know this, that Barack Obama is not going to go there because he's going to be too busy trying to, one, untangle the mess that we're in now, and he's not going to be looking at he's not vindictive. He doesn't appear to be vindictive like George Bush and Dick Cheney. And so he's not going to be able to do anything because he's going to be trying to fix the big issues that are facing us.
Plus, the mood won't be right. The whole country will have, if most of us will be relieved that Bush is out of office, and to mount the kind of indignation and determination it takes an in-office president. I can't imagine him being impeached after he leaves office. I'd like to see it if it can't be otherwise, but I wouldn't put a dime on it.
Well, it can be impeached once he's out of office.
Well, I mean, I mean,
he has zero credibility with the American people. He has practically bankrupted the United States. Everything he touches turns to crap. The only thing he's done so far was give Valantos the Medal of Freedom, and that was after the guy died. So, you know, I haven't seen anything that he's done that's been remarkable, except remarkably bad. But he's going to get away with it. He's going to keep his Secret Service detail. He's going to go into retirement, fancy retirement. He's going to live someplace where he's protected. And maybe when he's an old man, they'll be talking about him like they talk about who's the Secretary of State for Nixon? I forgot. But they'll be talking about him, or like
McNamara.
Kissinger. They'll be talking about Kissinger. There'll be people, you know, odd people with signs demonstrating when Bush is an old man, calling him a war criminal, and that'll be it. And that's what I'm worried about.
I meant to say prosecuted, but there's almost no chance. It's either do it now or not at all.
Yeah, you know, the moment, I just want to remind you, the moment that Senator Barack Obama puts his hand on the Bible and swears in, everything is going to be his fault. The right wing's not going to get off. They're going to say it's his fault no matter what happens. And, I mean, they're still blaming Clinton for Iraq. They're still blaming Clinton for the economy. And I find it very ironic that you have these hardcore right-wing nuts who blame liberals for the state of the economy, blame liberals for the state of Iraq, blame liberals for what's going on in America, and yet everything has been totally under the control of the Republicans. It's kind of a delusion that travels across the far and wide of this nation, and it's really just makes me crazy.
Let me get off for your other callers.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I have one more wanting to get on.
Thanks, John. Take care. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Bush did not follow the law, and I hope the law could follow Bush. Even the people of Pakistan were able to put enough impeachment pressure on their military dictator friend and ally of Bush, Pervez Musharraf, to get him to resign. But we haven't been able to do this. But I call today with some philosophical underpinnings some good news about our idea for a world of change. It has legs. I'm referring to an article on page 4 of today's Monterey County Herald, available on the internet, MontereyHerald.com.
And Charles, just as a note, you have about 50 seconds, so get through this.
Yeah. The winds blowing 15 miles or even further off the U.S. coast potentially could produce 900,000 megawatts of electricity, or roughly the same amount as nearly all the nation's existing power sources combined,
right,
according to Department of Energy estimates, at a cost comparable to the current cost of today's power generation.
And, Charles, those are the same guys that said, Americans, if they properly inflated their tires, we could save more oil than we could get out of ANWR.
So we don't have to conquer other people for the limited oil supplies. We can move into a world of balance with the environment and other countries and have peace.
You're right. You're right. Thanks so much, Charles. Take care. Thank you so much. Katrina Real did a beautiful job today supporting me as I sub for Peter. And Peter, thanks for giving me the chance. And everybody, thanks for listening. If you want to stick with me, come over and stream my show. Take care, everybody. Talk to you some other time.
Hi, it's Peter B., urging you to check out a new website, MendingAmerica.com, dedicated to mending the damage done to our American fabric by 8 years of George W. Bush. It looks like another T-shirt site, and it is, but look deeper. Read the stories represented in the T-shirts. Hear the message of hope that our fabric can be restored, and we can once more take pride in America. Mending America believes the mending must start with the American people. We must reconnect with the values and the courage that founded this country. Join in by clicking the words opening question at the top of the homepage and email your thoughts. Support this effort by buying the T-shirts and bumper stickers. Better yet, buy the note cards and send the word to Congress, the media, and your friends. America is on the mend and a bright future lies before us. Use the promo code PETERB in lowercase at mendingamerica.com and get a 15...
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. As many as 30 inches of rain could fall on Florida from Tropical Storm Fay. It's soaking the state for the third straight day. WPEC TV reporter Susan Boyd's in Port St. Lucie.
We've got some severe flooding in the southeast portions of the city. Severe street flooding, probably 4 or 5 feet deep. Some roads are completely impassable. We've got probably 400 to 700 homes that are either underwater or have the potential of being flooded.
Governor Charlie Crist has called the flooding catastrophic.
The National Guard has been activated, and roughly 500 Guard members have been sent to 14 counties throughout the state of Florida.
And part of the problem is the storm is moving so slowly, only about 2 miles per hour. A new CBS News New York Times poll finds Barack Obama's lead over John McCain is narrowing.
Barack Obama has just a 3-point lead over John McCain, but his voters are much more enthusiastic than McCain's are. 48% of those who are supporting Barack Obama say that they're enthusiastic about their candidate. Just 24% of McCain's voters feel that way.
CBS News Deputy Director of Survey Sarah Dutton. Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones has died after suffering a brain hemorrhage. Peter Mayer has more from Washington.
During the long primary season, Congresswoman Tubbs Jones became one of Hillary Clinton's most prominent African American supporters.
I'm pleased to be a member of the Hillary Clinton campaign.
The Ohio congresswoman traveled the country for Clinton, often appearing in working-class areas, where she spoke of her father, who had been a baggage handler, and her mother, who was a factory worker. Before becoming the first African-American woman elected to Congress from Ohio, she served as a district attorney and judge there.
The worst plane crash in Spain in more than 20 years. More than 150 people were killed today when a Spanair flight bound for the Canary Islands crashed shortly after takeoff. The plane had abandoned its first takeoff attempt because of a technical problem, and that has raised questions. Airline industry analyst Peter Geltz.
There's probably a growing concern at the FAA, at the regulators all across the world on whether the economic downturn in the aviation industry